Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Get a boy, get a boy.
like cute. I'm not sure. that shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like that. That bounce, 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 that bitch can't hold up.
Model Mom Chanel presents Two Events in One Night, Something for Everyone. Kansas City's first stud and femme exotic review show. Special guests, Carter from Los Angeles and Treasure from Houston, Texas. Right after, the April Fool's Ball, grand prize, house with the most trophies, $1,000. Mini grand, open to all performance with a prop, $200. As well as 15 other categories with trophies and prizes. That's Saturday, March 31st in Kansas City. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS at midnight. April Fool's, don't be late or you'll get. and April Fool's Ball. For more info, contact Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. That's Gigi, Model Mom Chanel Carrington on Facebook. April Fool's.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manila Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball. Sunday, March 24th, 2012, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Fort Cheyenne Casino and Event Center, 2428 East Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas, Nevada. Hosted by the legendary mother, Divine Chanel. Commentated by the icon, Jack Mizrahi. We are proud to say we offer the biggest cash prizes on the West Coast. No tea, no shade, no competition. Over $6,000, 3 years and counting. Categories include mini grand prize, $500 open to all runway, $500 open to all realness, $500 open to all best dress, $1,000 open to all face. Carla, you understand it. And 8 other $100 categories. Grand prize number one, $1,500 open to all Vogue. Grand prize number two, $1,500 open to all sex virus. Get ready. T2T, Tempted to Touch presents Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous Ball.
$100. Open to all realness, $300.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is definitely the number one station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time, honey. This is where the 411 goes down. You're not going to get any exclusive tea anyplace else but here, honey. This is Hot Topics Tuesday / What the Fuck Tuesdays. It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your chest, what the fuck is on your breath. This is the spot where you could definitely get it off, honey. So if you're on the phone lines and you have the balls or the breath to come up here and say what you feel and say it like you mean it, feel free to definitely press 1 at any time and definitely get it out, honey. How you doing? Without further ado, let me bring in my rock, socking co-host, honey, the lady of the hour, the lady with the most tea and shade and gossip, and you know, she gives it to you nasty and raw, honey. It's my girlfriend, Miss London Bridges.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down live. London, 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 wanna go down live. London, London, London.
Mother, mother, European verb. Got the verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Letty, you're supposed to vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
Hello, Miss London, Miss London.
Hello, Ellie, hello.
Hello, darling, how are you doing?
Lovely.
Why you sound like that, honey?
I have a little headache.
Oh, you have a headache?
Just a little one.
Just a little one? Oh, hold on, because you know I'm over here, and I'm over here working, honey. Baby, I was over here doing something. What do I sound like? Somebody in the chat room said I sound some type of way. What is it the way? How do I sound? Tell me what it is. How do I sound? Let me know, girls. Somebody said I sound like something in the chat room. They asked, why do Kelly sound like that? Honey, I want to know what do I sound like. So what's going on, Miss London? What's tea?
Oh, nothing.
You don't have no tea, no 411?
No, I'm just waiting to see what tonight is, you know.
Yeah, I know, honey. I'm waiting for my sister, Miss Divine, the legendary mother herself, Miss Divine Chanel, to call in here, honey. I'm also waiting for the rest of the cast, R.R. and Rodney and everybody to call in so we can see what's going on. I sound horrible? Oh, my God.
No, my God. They're playing with you.
Oh, the girl said I sound horrible. I guess because I'm not my my loud and obnoxious self that I normally am, so I sound horrible. Ugh. Honey. I know, but I just think I sound, you know, I understand what that means. Honey, but I said horrible, okay? Switch boy. I thank you. I know. Honey, I just think I sound horrible. I'm trying to be nice, honey, you know. I'm going to be humble for the rest of the night. I'm going to be really humble and nice, and I'm going to be sweet. So, you know. I know, honey. That's what I'm giving the girls, honey. I'm giving the mellow yellow. That's what I'm giving. Switchwater's giving me all types of sound effects and things, honey. Hold on, we have a caller already. 516-331, you're live on the air.
What up, Ma?
What's going on?
Where you at?
I'm in my house.
Kelly, you have a lot of kids.
I know.
This is Danny Couture.
We know who it is.
What's good?
What's
you coming out tonight, Mom?
Lovely.
Yes, I'll be out. I'm coming out.
Yeah. I might run through.
Yes, I'll be in the building, honey. What number is this?
Don't worry.
Excuse me? Well, who number is this?
There's a number.
Ah, honey, okay. Baby, I'll add that to my book. Honey. Okay, we'll speak to you later, Danny.
What?
Wait, hold on. Who is that? Okay,
One that got kicked by a tree?
That's the one that got kicked by a tree. Tree bust my son lip, Vogan. It was a mess. But if you girls is on the phone lines, honey, and you have a what the fuck, or you have something on your chest or a hot topic that you'd like to talk about, feel free to definitely press 1. Please do not waste my time on my mellow yellow Tuesdays. Okay? Right, Miss London?
Lovely.
Yes, lovely, 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 lovely. Lovely and splendid, honey.
So,
where
is the lady of the night? Where is she?
The lady of the night? She must be having to get home. You know, we're on a different time schedule, and right, she plays tennis at this time. So, you know, she's probably just getting on her way home from her tennis match, you know. She has so much going on this weekend, her tennis match and, you know, her function and everything. So, you know, it takes her a little bit of time to come on. And I don't like to just have the girl sitting around and waiting because her tennis match is over when we start the show. And so, you know, you have to give her time to get home and take a shower and stuff. So I don't just want to have the girl sitting around waiting for the legendary mother herself to call in. So, you know, I start the show. Hold on, y'all. Hello? Yes? Why, what happened? Oh, mistake. Oh, I'm gagging. Oh, my God.
Are you still there?
Yes. Okay.
How do you feel about RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, I don't see it. It's not my cup of tea.
What do you think that child did that got sent home?
I don't. Please don't tell me, London. My TV's been recorded, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know who got sent home or any of that.
It was a turn of events.
Oh, I'm gagging. Well, child, it's not gonna like I'm gonna find out anyway. So tell me who got sent home, London.
You make a guess, and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
I think it was it the big black child?
No, never.
I don't know, Mister. I don't know.
It was Willem.
Willem? Oh, Willem got sent. I didn't see her anyway.
Actually, it was who was lip syncing together? I forgot. Was it Fifi O'Hara in Sharon Needles?
I don't know. You're playing.
Yeah, they were
lip
syncing, and RuPaul just sent Willem home because he did something he wasn't supposed to do.
Hello.
Do we have any callers?
Let me see if we have any callers. No, we don't have no callers. Nobody don't want to talk. I'm gagging at the girls. Oh, wait. Oh, Rodney's on his way to Baltimore, they said. He's going to be making the show hot really soon. He's on his way to Baltimore. Early.
Lovely. Hello, chat room. I'm watching.
Yes, to your girls out there, Miss Singh, feel free to press 1. Miss Singh, oh, this is a fucking hoot and a holla. Oh, my God, I'm gagging. I am gagging right now, honey. OMG, honey. What the fuck is going on, honey? Bitch, honey. Call me, honey. Baby. Oh, my God. Chill. Who is this? No luck. I'm trying to locate a girl. Yeah, everybody is. Oh my God. Hold on. Hold on. Here she is, honey. The lady of the hour, honey. Hold on. Hold on, honey. Divine,
what's going on?
Hello.
What's
how is
up,
everyone?
Sister?
What's going
lovely.
On, sis? How
did
are you?
Tennis go?
Hi, London.
Hello, how did tennis go?
Great, great. Just got off the court. Was good. I got my little workout in.
That's lovely. Did you guys, are you guys following the Trayvon Martin and the white guy?
Trayvon Martin?
Yeah, the boy who got murdered.
What city?
I don't know. I think it was Florida.
I think that came across the, I think I read that on Facebook a little bit.
Oh, hold on, y'all. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
Hello, Keisha.
Hey, Kelly, hi, Javon, hi, London, what's tea?
What's going on, how are you?
Well, listen, first I want to comment on the question about Americans, I'm sorry, American, my God, RuPaul's Drag Race. Kelly, it's not that bad. I'm getting into the show. My favorite is the black big girl. She's my favorite. You know why? Because she gives me ballroom tease, or she must know some of the girls in the ballroom, because some of her antics is very much old, legendary ballroom shade. So I kind of give her the props to her. I think she's going to go very far. I really do. I like her antics, and if you notice, the girls don't come for her. She's always in the back, but she always got something in her little bag of tricks. So I'm going to vote for her. She's been very consistent, if you notice that. If you get into the trend, she's been very consistent. Now, to answer your question, you wanted to know why Willem was sent home. First of all, they signed a contract. Apparently,
hold on, Keisha, before you go into that, hold on. Our other co-host is here. It's a legendary icon, pioneer, Chanel International herself.
What it do?
What
hello.
Hi, everybody. Hello,
hey,
mother.
Ruby.
How you feeling, mother? You ready for this exciting weekend that you're about to give the girls?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I know that's
I'm
right.
So amped.
I know
I'm
that's
so amped.
Right. It's going to be fabulous. When I tell you, the girls
yeah.
are making their debut. I hope you got that red carpet ready and all the cameras will be flashing and the girls need to dress with a red carpet look. This is the creme de la creme of the creme de la creme because no one does it like Miss Motherfucking Divine Chanel, bitch. Get it?
Ew.
But what's the tea? What's going on? What I missed?
Man, I just got in from tennis, you know, getting my little workout, trying to baby. This little tour, honey, just gave me a, put a little couple little pounds on me. I done got a little chunky. Shit, I got to get back out here and get it off.
You think you got to wear a spank?
Baby, oh no, I ain't that bad, but I'm just saying, I've been stacking up every city I've been to and visited. You know, I got to taste their homemade remedy, whatever it may be.
You got to get their favorite cuisines in, right?
DC, I was eating up the soul food. It was ridiculous. So Atlanta, I was tearing up the barbecue. It was out of, you know, so it's like, baby, I don't even get no exercise. I sit in the hotel and eat all this shit up, and then come home and I'm big.
I know, that's right. Kelly, do you do that too when you go to different states? Do you try all their favorite restaurants?
When I go any place past Delaware, I only eat the Waffle House.
When I go to LA, then I eat down
when I go to LA. Me and Devon go to the different buffets and things, and we eat down, honey.
Baby, Vegas has buffets for your life, Kelly, buffets at Vegas. When I tell you, they have the best buffets ever. Every hotel lays it out for you, but the Mirage buffet is no joke. I love it. They have all the different genres of food. You got Chinese, Italian, the sweets are over here. Fresh shit they're making on the grill over here. The pasta is just ridiculous. Like, I get in there and they got to take me out.
Are you going to have this TV thing going on where they can watch it online and all that other stuff?
No, ma'am.
Mm. You said that
quick. Oh, you got to come to Vegas to get it.
You said that quick.
Right.
No, ma'am.
The Bottom Throwbacks will be there, so I'm sure there'll be plenty of pictures and DVD clips out.
I live for Ballroom Throwbacks because they get it right. They get it right.
Yes, they
do. Right.
I love you, Caesar. You're amazing. I love all the pics. I love them, too. They are great. You know,
yes,
Ballroom
they get it right. I live for them. They keep it 100,
yes.
And they get it right. I love it.
Yes, they really do. They're making – and what I do really, really appreciate about Ballroom Throwbacks, they're giving us a history to look back on. If Ballroom Throwbacks had started 15 or maybe even 20 years ago, do you know how much memorabilia we would have stored up right now?
Yeah. But you got to remember, a lot of kids didn't take pictures back then, and a lot of girls didn't want to be in pictures back then. So, you know, it would have been kind of hard. But, you know, everything happens when it's supposed to happen. You know that's right. So, Kelly, you got your new lace front ready for this weekend, girl?
Oh no! I took my lace front off. I got my hair done by the legendary Portia Milan, honey.
Ow!
I had Miss Portia put her hands up in my head, honey, and I'm loving it.
I thought your hair only gets raised by Lay.
Oh, Lay is in Germany. Lay is in Germany right now, so I couldn't get swayed by Lay. Lay's been in Germany for the last. For the last 28 days. So
are you taking your glam squad with you?
No, I'm not taking my glam squad with me. I heard they got good people down in the hotel that does makeup and stuff. I'm going to save my glam squad for when I get back to New York, honey, for the awards ball.
I booked my ticket for New York Awards, so I'll be leaving Vegas, making another stop somewhere else, and then I'm coming down to New York.
I know that's right, busy baby. Now I know you got your glam squad, Miss Devon, because I've seen your glam squad, honey. They is no joke, bitch. And I know you got them primped and ready.
Baby, I am my glam squad. Only person that ever touches me is my daughter, Siva. Siva Estrada, and she does my hair. But as far as my makeup and shit, that's me.
Yes, that's all you.
That's all me. I'll say that. I'll let nobody from this
squad. And how many red bottoms you taking with you?
Is
Keisha
still there?
Yeah,
Keisha's
still there.
Hey,
who's this?
Keisha.
Hey, sweetie, how's it going?
God is good.
All the time and all the time.
The
God
time?
Is what? Yes.
Girl, you know, every time y'all say Keisha, I just a little tremble. I'll be like, oh, Keisha, girl.
We were talking about some stuff. Kelly had put me on, and I was talking about, we were talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, and I was telling Keisha that at first I didn't like it, but I'm really getting into the show, and my favorite is the black big girl. She is, I think, out of all of them, she's going to win. I like her style. The girls don't come for her. And she gives you old-school legendary read if you get into her little bag of tricks. Whoever is seeing her information or whatever she's getting her little, she's an old girl. So
yeah.
I live for that. And the girls don't come for her. If you get into the shows, she's always in the cut, but she always got some up her sleeves.
Exactly.
And kind of like it. I don't like her drag.
Let me tell you what they're going to gag at. They're playing her close. They're acting like she don't know what she's doing. And she's giving them early on. She's building her segment. She's building up to her fierceness.
Right.
When that bitch hit that last show, that gown, those pumps, that face, that hair, it's going to be beauty pageant. Watch.
I can't get into her makeup.
Please.
I just can't get to it. I'm
she
sorry.
She's very clowny. Very clowny. She doesn't learn how
to. No, it's a drag
it.
Queen show. But
Latrice Royale. Latrice Royale is her name.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we can.
All right. But don't get me wrong. She's still my favorite because when she paints, she's like a transformation from the blue, anyway. The question was, they said, why was Willem disqualified? And I want to answer that question, and then you came on. Willem was disqualified because those girls signed a contract, certain things you can't do while you're on that show. And apparently Willem was using drugs, and the girls told
the staff?
RuPaul.
Okay.
Remember she was throwing up on the show?
I don't watch it.
When she got, you know how they told the girl, the first two couples that was, I'll come back next week. She went to the side and she stopped throwing up and they caught her throwing up. And then that's when they took a commercial, came back, and then RuPaul disqualified her. But then if you get into all the blogs and stuff, the girls told RuPaul she was using drugs and you can't do drugs while you're on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of drugs?
Oh, they didn't say.
What kind of drugs make you throw up?
I have no idea, Devon. But I'm gonna tell you something too. Willem is a polished performer. She's been doing drag for years. A long time.
You know,
she
may not be doing drugs. She may be on some kind of diet that's really, like, starting to get the best of her, and she was feeling nauseous, and she had to, you know,
Well, she may
out.
Be taking moans, or she may be taking moans, and they're not supposed to.
Oh, could be.
Yeah, that could be it.
Oh! I would say, why don't they have a show for the girls? That's so not fair.
Well, I guess somebody has to...
It makes me feel like they don't like to do that for the girls because they feel like the girls will influence young gay boys to be women. Because they don't want to empower, they don't want
to... Divine, this is what you do. Divine.
Yes.
Divine, this is what you do. Are you listening?
Yeah, I hear.
You do a proposal. You write a very... Let me tell you how Tyra Banks gets her ideas. It's not all from her thinking. She got people that write in and says... What do you think? Like right now, America's Top Model is on now. It's UK versus USA. And the girls are competing. It's the American girls versus the English girls. And I'm sure somebody wrote in and said, why don't you do something different? So why don't you write to RuPaul? It says, RuPaul, what about for the transgenders, for the transsexuals? We need our life too. What's up? And see what happens.
It just feels like to me the only trannies they let on TV are ones that are, they don't let the really passable girls on. They always let somebody on there that has a few niches. And you know, that's a little clunky. It may not be bad, but they always put a girl on there that you can get some tea on. And it makes me feel like as if they don't want to promote the fishy girls. Because there's so many fishy girls out there that aren't talented and that can't be spokesmodels or spokespersons.
I agree. Well, I was watching America's Next Top Model. And I'm looking at these girls. I'm like, what's up with the hair? Why does real fish females' hair always look a mess? I don't understand. Their hair look tore up from the floor up. It's just, I don't get it. Their hair looks horrible. And this is real females.
Because I know girls, the only girls I feel that always stay deep like that are usually the girls that are around punk. No shade.
Wait, did you guys get into the RuPaul Drag Race All-Star voting thing?
Oh, you know what? You know what? That would be hot. All the winners compete next year or next couple of weeks, next couple of years. All the winners compete. That would be hot.
No, they're doing a voting thing, and I think Mariah got like 600 votes. Sharon Neto's got like 3,000 votes. I don't think they want the ballroom girls on TV because they're very boring sometimes.
No, they don't want ballroom girls on TV because ballroom girls are very, very boisterous. And
oh,
like
wait a minute. Also, I want to give a shout-out. Somebody passed away in this. He wasn't really in the ballroom scene, but he was a DJ, and he was a porn star, Kelly. His name was Roy. Rest in peace to Roy. He passed away Friday.
Wow.
Uh-oh, you may know who he is.
He's from New York.
Mm-hmm. Short, kind of muscle bound, realness with a twist. DJ did porn. He DJed a couple of little underground spots.
Mm-hmm.
Short little dude. Looked like Trey, but he was, you know.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
He passed.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Kelly
Baby.
Might know him, too. Kelly might know him, too. Because
wow.
He's DJ at Kiki Function a couple times, too. Kelly, are you there?
I'm working. I'm taking care of something. Go ahead and finish. Continue talking. I'll be back.
So how do you guys feel about
I feel like I'm boring y'all.
No,
you're not boring us. I'm trying to do something.
Kelly, what you over there? Kelly over there making out. I got it.
Keisha, back to what you were talking about. Actually, next season is going to be RuPaul Drag Race All-Star.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah. And right now, I think they have a poll. You can vote for the girl you want to come back.
Well, I live for the child who won last. What was her name? The one who won.
Raja.
Raja? No. What was the other name?
Tara Sanchez.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked her too.
Oh, I love her.
She's gonna be at Vogue Nights tonight.
You're
she
lying.
She only got like 300 votes, so she's not coming back.
She's gonna be at Vogue Nights tonight.
No, but she won. If you win, you cannot come back and compete.
No, you can't.
Are you coming to Vogue Night tonight?
Yeah, she's gonna be at Vogue Nights tonight, Tara.
She's a sweet girl. She's been out in LA a lot. She was out here.
I saw her a couple of weeks ago. At Esco's performing,
yeah.
Kelly.
Can I ask you something, Kelly?
Yes.
And only you would know this, T. Does Christian bring all the girls to the yard for the latex and for these other little functions and things of that nature? Because Christian is definitely somebody the girls sleep on, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, he does. They definitely bring all the girls to the yard, honey.
And to look at him, you would be like, child, he don't know nobody. That bitch, when I tell you in the industry, she is the one.
Hold on, we have another caller. 224-280, you're live on the air.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, thank you for just listening. Baby, I need to get some tea. Did you hear what happened in Cleveland?
No, what happened in Cleveland?
Honey, I'm talking to the governor. I'm talking to the governor of Chicago.
Oh, how do you feel about the guy who killed the 17-year-old boy?
OMG. I watched
what happened?
It. Let me tell you something.
He got away with it.
He didn't get away with it. He may have shot him, but he did not get away with it. And let me tell you something. I was watching CNN today, and I heard the voice recording of the boy saying he was screaming as he was running, help, help, help. And they said 9 people called in while he was yelling, and they recorded it, and everybody has it on there where he's saying help, help, help. And then when he was on he was also on his cell phone with his girlfriend at the same time asking the guy, why are you chasing me? And the guy was chasing him, and then the guy shot him. And the guy that shot him was not supposed to have a weapon. He was supposed to just do the security because he was like a neighborhood security person.
Yeah.
And he was only supposed to see the situation, call 911, but not follow the individual. He had a gun, and they're not supposed to carry weapons. He had a gun, and he chased the victim, and the victim was unarmed, and the victim was running away from him, not towards him, and yelling for help.
Crying.
He shot that boy for nothing.
Why was he chasing him?
He actually, the boy was inside of a private complex, and he was wondering why. So the guy called the cops and told the cops he was following the boy, and the cops said, I don't need you to do that. But he still chose to follow him and tried to keep him inside of the vicinity and chased him around it.
Exactly.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller.
Exactly.
215-86-856. You're live on the air.
Hello, folks. How are you?
Oh, hey, Mama Tiny.
How's everyone?
See, I know
how
those
are
topics.
You?
Those are the kind of topics that get you on the line, girl. I know.
Honey, you know I've been boiling for the past couple days. I'm so upset right now. So upset. And, you know, I just want to say especially to each and every one of us in our communities, and if we have a young brother, a nephew, a cousin, or something like that, like it really hits home.
Mm-hmm.
And this young man was a honor roll student,
mm-hmm.
staying at his father's house at a gated community. And this particular gentleman by the name of George Zimmerman, he's had so many run-ins with the law. He's called the police since January of last year 46 times where he called the police targeting African-American young men. So this wasn't like this was one particular issue. Like he had some type of gripe with young black men.
Mm-hmm.
And this really hits home. And like I said, it's sad. It's sad that this type of foolishness is still going on in America. And I was watching Lawrence O'Donnell tonight on MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer that was involved, actually, they showed the clip of another police officer's son down in Stanford, Florida, who it was a group of white guys who were antagonizing some African-American homeless man. The guy knocked him out, knocked him unconscious. This and the same police officer that was involved with Trayvon Martin case was involved with that particular case too. They left the homeless man standing, lying there on the ground. He had to be hospitalized. Blood was coming out of his mouth and his ears. So something is going on in Florida that needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And like I said, everyone, like I said, whether you in Detroit, whether you in California, whether you in Philadelphia, whether you in New York City, whether you in the Carolinas, everyone, especially in the African American community, should be outraged at this.
I think everyone is outraged in regards to it, and they're even going to form a march in regards to this. Trust me, he is going to get what he deserves for this one, because there's no way around what he did.
And what's crazy is the police are actually protecting George Zimmerman, the accuser. They're actually protecting him. They feel as though that he didn't do anything wrong. And people fail to realize that if this had not been posted on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and people started talking about it, this would have just been swept under the rug.
Exactly.
And he would have got off scot-free. So when we use these media outlets and, know, different like Facebook, and you know, I was thinking about when people, when I see all types of foolishness on, what's that, a World Star hip-hop or something
right.
like that. This is when the community on BET, this is when
mm-hmm.
everybody should be involved, because this is an outcry.
Mm-hmm.
An innocent young man has lost his life due to racism.
And somebody who was probably coming from someone else's home in that complex and was on his way out.
No, he was probably coming from George Zimmerman's home. You know, George is probably a date.
Hold on, y'all got some other callers that want to talk to y'all. Hold on. 57419, you're live on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Hello,
hi.
How are you?
Hey, I'm fine, thank you. I'm Tiny, I'm so glad you came on. I want to give respect to RR and address you, say hello. London, please don't do it. Please, if there's ever a time for you not to joke
exactly.
about something, this is not the time, because I don't know who you are, but I will leave no stone unturned to find you if you don't understand that this is not the time. There are 730,000 people who have signed a petition on change.org in reference to Trayvon Martin and the situation, and everything that Tiny said has and R has said has been right and exact. I'm a parent of a murdered child myself. My son was murdered 2.5 years ago.
Oh, my.
And he's innocently murdered and by someone, we don't know why and all of this and that. But the thing is, this situation for me, and I'm also a president of a chapter of Parents of Murdered Children, so
mm-hmm.
it really hits home for me. But this situation with my son, you know, I never got to hear him, but this woman has to hear her son crying
exactly.
out to her
mm-hmm.
on every channel, every radio station, everywhere she goes, he has to hear this, and it's just crazy. So I would just encourage everyone to go to change.org, and London, you need to be the first one on there signing the petition. And also tomorrow in Union Square, there's a rally for Trayvon Martin. Something
what
will
be the rally tomorrow? Do you know?
I have it on my page. Pardon me, London, were you about to say something?
Can you give me that website again?
Earlier.
What is it, change.org?
Yeah.
Change.org.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and to answer, I'm going to answer Sir R.R. his question. I want to give you the right time. Were you about to say something, though, London? It's 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Square.
I will be there. That's 14th Street in Union Square?
I'm not from the area. I don't even
okay,
know.
Okay, no. What does it say exactly?
It says exactly, that's all it says, is 6 to 9 p.m. Union Square. And
okay.
Where they're encouraging people to bring or wear hoodies. It's the 1 million hoodie march, because this is all this man claimed he has on a hoodie that's supposed to be intimidating and things of that nature. Also, if you can't make it to New York, there's a rally here in Virginia on this weekend as well. But wherever you are, they're encouraging people to take a picture of yourself in a hoodie and post it as your profile picture on Facebook, if you could. Just support. To support
can you,
your family.
Is there any way you
Pardon?
Can send me that link?
I can definitely send you that link. Where would I send that to?
Send it to my Facebook. Or you know what, you should just friend it to everybody who's in your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure one of your friends is my friend.
Right. I'll put it on Kelly's page, and then I'm
there you
get
go.
It from there.
There you go. Because the kids, you know, this is something just like Tiny. Remember when the boy in Atlanta had got hit, and we were all for it, and we were in his corner, only to find out that he knew the trade. But this is something entirely different. He was able
entirely
to walk
different.
Away from his situation, even though we found out later what it was given. This boy had no situation to walk away from. So an injustice has been done that needs to be right.
Right, and we were all up in arms. Everybody was looking at that Coney video, which really was late and lame, and a lot of it was just for people to make some money, and they're getting people been arrested for fraud on that case. And we've had the Atlanta child murderers. We have to stop, and we have to show the world that there is value in the life of a black child and a black
exactly.
person. And we cannot continue to let our children be murdered in the street by anyone, including ourselves. We have to up the ante. And this time, and if you have a chance to look at this mother on some of the videos, you will see the conviction in her face. Yes, her heart is broken, but she is resolved. This thing happened on February 26th, and normally a black murder would be out of the minds of America in 2 weeks. This woman is refusing to let this situation die like her son did, and I stand by her 1,000%.
Absolutely, and what people fail to realize, after he was murdered, the police, they took him to some type of mortuary and let his body sit for days, and the the police never even notified the family that their son was lying in a morgue dead. So this is when I talk about the cover up, and people tend to like play around and forget about the severity of this particular situation. And like I said, this can be any of our brothers, right. any of our nephews, any of our cousins.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I'm not from Florida. And the thing is it hit home for me because I felt for the family. It's awful. It's disgraceful.
But Tiny and R.R., do you know if you could be a decorated police officer, if you discharge your weapon, that weapon is removed from you and you are put under investigation immediately. Now, this man is Johnny Blow on the street, Mr. Zimmerman on the street. He kills someone and gets to walk home with the murder weapon. The murder weapon is still in his possession. The gun wasn't even removed from his hand.
Okay. So
they never investigated. Any CSI. That's why the situation has to be removed from Florida, because none of the normal procedures were taking place, and there's no way they can convict him after the fact. Nothing was done, and they did it on purpose so they couldn't convict him. That's when they said there's not enough evidence, because you didn't collect the fucking evidence.
And you know what I'm not going to settle for once this whole situation get resolved? I'm not going to settle for insanity. No.
There's no way in the world he can take an insanity plea, because everything he did was premeditated. Because after all, one is he made the phone call to say that he was asked, that someone called
him
and told him to follow this person. So he already knew in his mind that he was following somebody who was not armed, because they didn't say follow him, he has a weapon. So he premeditated as he was following this individual that if he takes off, I'm going to run after him and I am going to discharge my gun.
And he started running, and they told him, we don't need you to do that. But the thing is, the man called. He didn't call. See, he was the only person who didn't call 911. He called the non-emergency number. That's what y'all need to know. So if it's an emergency, if it's not an emergency, first of all, why do you have a gun for a non-emergency situation?
But if you recall what they said on CNN, they said for the position that he had and when he took the oath of that position, he knew that he was not supposed to carry any type of weapon. He
at
is
all.
Supposed to call
the
in.
The most he should have is a whistle.
Exactly. He's not even a flashlight cop.
Not even a flashlight, because those will beat the hell out of somebody, too. He was supposed to have it. First of all, with his record, he shouldn't have been the neighborhood watch anyway.
Yes,
he was arrested for assaulting a police officer. He got away with that.
Yes, and also Mr. Zimmerman had some internal issues, because he actually tried out to be in a police officer years ago and failed the test. So he had some type of insecurities, if you will, within himself.
So at
I'm gonna let y'all get on with y'all ballroom stuff. I just wanted to say that because
sometimes, let me say this to you. Sometimes it's not always about the ballroom. It's about life on life terms, because this didn't just have to be this young man. It could have been someone in the scene, or it can be someone in the scene coming from a friend's house.
This is a young black man. This is the scene.
I like to welcome, because you know y'all definitely is Hot Topics Tuesday, so you know the show is definitely about, you know, hot topics and everything. So I'm definitely going to bring on the legendary icon founding
see your mother, Jasmine Couture. Jasmine, you're live on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, Jasmine. How are you, sweetheart?
Fine, fine, fine. You guys are talking about what's happening in my own backyard, huh?
Yes, we are. Was that you that called the police?
What?
Was that you that called the police?
No.
Jasmine, would you please do me a favor and either mute London or really just drive it home to her that this is not, we don't have time for the humor, really.
I'm the one who brought up the subject about the boy who got killed.
Well, you asked Kelly whoever's on switchboard. As soon as y'all came on, I hit one. I was going to talk about it, and I'm grateful that Tiny came on first.
I thought you weren't going to come on the show anymore.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Stop.
Eat
a damn cock.
That's
what you did.
Folks, can we have a
do me a favor and stop for a second?
Can we have a reset moment and get back to the seriousness of the situation?
Let me tell y'all something about what's going on over here. And I'm going to just try to explain as much as I can because only the media and the news is only going to tell you guys but so much. But when you live here and among, you know, everything that's happening, you get more details. And I'm sure everyone on the phone pretty much knows what I'm saying.
Right.
Because we have all witnessed it in our own cities, in our own community and stuff. Sanford, Florida is about 10, 15 minutes away from where I live. I live in Orlando, and Sanford is about maybe 10 or 15 minutes away. Sanford is one of those type of counties that we all have in our area, the ones that are very strict, prejudice, you know, against minorities, and things of that sort. Can you guys hear me?
I think
Okay. Sanford is one of those type of communities that is very prejudiced, against the minorities. A couple of years ago, I remember when we had a bad rain over here and a lot of places were getting flooded. A lot of the people that lived in Sanford, especially in the urban areas, they really took a major hit because the city would save them for last when it came time to, you know, the cleanup and things of that sort. So it's no surprise what's happening over there. As far as why this man walked away so far, has gotten away with everything that's happening. It's no surprise, like what you said, Tiny, as far as the past experience with the homeless man, as far as, you know, the police and stuff go, it's no surprise at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in a major city. It's not in a major county where it happened at. It's in one of those side counties that we know that child, don't be out there late at night or don't get in trouble over there because, you know, they don't fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, you know about that county, like where I gave the ball at. You know, that area was one of those.
Oh, yeah, that's Chesterfield County. Yes, definitely.
Yes. So that's how it is over in Sanford. As far as the details about what's happening, the last thing that I did hear that's playing a major part is the fact that they do have voice recordings as well as, you know, everything, phone records and everything of the conversation that he had with his girlfriend. So I think that's
mm-hmm.
going to play a major, major
mm-hmm.
part in the change that's going to happen. Otherwise, like what Tiny said, if we didn't have the power of social networking and stuff,
mm-hmm.
it probably would have been swept under the carpet. We probably
right.
wouldn't have known nothing about it. But because now so many people have a voice and they can be heard and everyone is now standing up against the county and the rules that have been happening for years in that county,
mm-hmm.
in that area, it's about to change. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's pretty much where it stands at right now. Again, it could have been swept under the carpet. There's a million times we have seen, I have seen things happen here that was swept underneath the carpet. Even my own biological brother got shot a few years ago, and two of his friends were murdered, and thank God he was able to get on out the car on the other side of the passenger, you know, door, and he was able to fall down a cliff and get away while the other two people, you know, were shot dead. And these people were all under the age of 23, and it didn't hit the news. It didn't hit the media. It didn't, you know, nothing happened. This is just how things are over here. But again, with the power that we have right now, you know, it's making a change. So for all you people that are part of, you know, the stand for this, I would suggest also, like Susan said, with the profile pictures and, you know, the march and the hoodies and everything that everyone is doing, we all need to take a stand and do something, because it can happen to us, it can happen to our own family, it can happen to in our own backyard as well. So I'm glad that London brought up the topic, and you guys are piggybacking off of it, because it is very, very important.
Thank you, Jasmine. And as for since you're on the phone, I wanted to publicly apologize to you for some false information that I took to heart and took it against you. So I wanted to publicly apologize for that and still tell London
you said
to be
the
fucking cop.
You said some stuff you took to heart?
Yeah. I told Kelly about it.
Oh, I didn't know nothing about that, but okay. Apology accepted. Not that I know what you're talking about.
It was very inappropriate, and I should have taken the information as true.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem, I guess.
What I would
but I
like
have to
say
go.
Is,
I'll be around. I have to take another call, but I'll be around.
What I would like to say is, you know, while we have Jasmine and Kelly and RR and London and Divine and Rodney, they have a platform for us to engage and talk about not only just like, you know, just ballroom issues, but life issues. And I think that we need to start using our voices a little bit more louder to get, you know, to make a change. And, you know, it's just, I'm just in a loss of words. It's horrible.
It is.
Right.
It really is.
It's horrible.
This is the ballroom demographic. How many 17-year-olds do we have voguing, runway, whatever, doing something in our scene? I mean, they are the target. The ballroom kids are their age bracket. Their profile is the target for these killers out here that just want to destroy their lives in one form or another. But just to let you know again, change.org, and you can get access it through your mobile phone, your smartphone. So go on. There's no excuse. If you don't have a computer, you can still go on your phone to change.org, and you can do the whole process. It takes about 5 minutes, and you're done. And just since we've been on the phone, since the show started, 21,000 people have signed up. So that's how fast this thing is moving.
That's wonderful.
And can I say something else to my Philadelphian friends here in the city of Philadelphia? I posted it on Facebook, but for those of you who do not have your state IDs up to date, or who don't actually have a state ID, tomorrow at PennDOT at 8th and Arch Street in Philadelphia, PennDOT will be actually giving away free state ID starting at 1 p.m.
Hmm.
As you guys all know, if you're not politically savvy, Republican Governor Tim Corbett just signed the bill into law, which in the state of Pennsylvania, we've never had in our state any voter fraud. And for those of you who are politically savvy, like I said it before, and Pennsylvania is a swing state, and if you are in support of President Obama, he needs to win here because Pennsylvania is a swing state,
yes.
And it can go either way.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
And those new voter laws are set up so you can't vote. because African Americans are under-identified as far as having state government issued IDs. How many of us, you know, go somewhere and you say, you didn't have an ID? What's wrong with you? A lot of us don't have official IDs, and we need to get that corrected. If you don't qualify for a driver's license, you can still get a state or government ID.
Yes, you can. So make sure you go out tomorrow if you don't have it. If you live here in Philadelphia at PennDOT at 8th and Arch Street in Philadelphia at 1 p.m. Today, while I was out and I was at work today, the lines were wrapped around the corner for Rita's Water Ice to start to kick off the summer. So stand in line for your state ID the same way.
So they're not free in Virginia, but they're $15. That's half of what you would pay to get into a ball to get you a state ID.
Hold on, y'all. We got some more callers. 909.
Kelly, put me on hold, please.
Okay. 909-268. You're live on the air.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Mike Chanel representing the West Coast chapter.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's up? What's up? I'm just listening in. I'm at work right now, but took some time out because my mother, you know, posted it. So I'm just doing what I have to do, and I'm just shocked about what happened to the young man, but we just all need to just stick more together.
Thank you for calling in, Mike. How are you?
All right. What's up, Mother Divine? What it do?
Things in order for Vegas.
Of course. I'm ready to take. It's a Chanel takeover. You already know.
Every house feels like they're going to take over.
Oh, no, Chanel, we're going to be repping all day, every day, like we do.
Well, hey,
I love my
I
Chanel
wait.
Fan.
Maybe we'll jump to Couture.
What's up?
I said maybe we'll jump to Couture.
Oh, you already know I'm always down with a good tumble. It's nice, man.
You don't ever let me fight
in the back.
Kelly, you're
calling in, Mike.
What'd you say?
Thank you for calling in, my love. Okay. Honey, the next caller we have is 252-352-373. You're live on the air. Okay, they're going. Back to conversation. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Yes, is everyone there?
Hello?
Is that there?
Yeah, maybe we should change the topic. I'm too humorous.
So, the next topic on hand, what would y'all like to talk about? It's hot topic.
I want to talk about what happened with you and Nicole. I didn't get the inside thing. Throughout y'all arguing, I just want the real story. Can we get the real story?
There's really no story. There's really no story to tell. What was done is done, and you know, it's over. It's nothing to really talk about.
Okay.
Nicole felt some type of way about things that was happening, and so Nicole tendered her resignation, and it's done. That's still my sister outside of the radio, still my sister outside of the ball, and I love her down. And so it is what it is. At certain times, people grow apart from each other, and people grow apart of things, and that's what happened. And we're here, and we're still standing.
Okay.
So, you know. But, you know, it's a lot of things that's going on, honey, in this scene, honey, you know. I just want to let everybody know that's going to be in New York City, honey, for Gay Pride weekend, honey, that myself and the legendary Aisha Prodigy is going to be having a ball in New York City. For everybody to come out and have fun, honey. It's all about I Love New York.
I know what I want to talk about. What do we think the hot battles in Vegas going to be? We all been getting the inside gossip about which girls we know are going to be in the building. What do you think is going to be the hottest category in Vegas, Kale?
I think the hot category is definitely going to be face and performance. That's
okay.
Definitely going to be the hot category in Vegas.
Yeah.
Caller. 40581. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Devon. Is there Ronnie on here, too?
No, Ronnie's not here. Naima, what's going on?
Oh, hey, London.
Hi, Naima.
Listen, I wanted to know, so since no one has brought it up or anything like that, what y'all think about them finally catching the thing in Philadelphia, the sex change, for cuffing the girls and killing the girls?
Wait, what?
She's talking about the pumping madam. I actually know her. Her name is Miss Paige. I know her.
Paige, yeah,
They called her and put her in jail.
She's actually been
apprehended. I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and from what I heard, I read something in the PGN that I actually heard that her bail actually was dropped because it was set at $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know the logistics of what's going on in reference to her case or what have you, but I know they're trying to find out, they're doing some investigation in reference to see if she had any type of link with the young lady who came from the UK who actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, had passed away.
The reason why I had brought it up is because, you know, you be hearing every now and then sporadically of different people getting caught, getting locked up or whatever, you know, for doing the thing, you know, for, you know, pumping these girls, you know, all types of, you know, peanut oil and all types of just crazy shit. And, you know, the question I wanted to ask is, that was the one question, but the other question I wanted to know is, how do y'all feel about going to people and, you know, to these people, you know, getting, because I've gotten some things done too, so let me say that for the record. But I knew when to stop. But what do you think about these other people who don't know how to stop, and these people just go consistently because they hear about, you know, oh, Miss Thing will give you a gallon, or Miss Thing will give you like 5 cups and you or 2 liters or something like that. And it's like you lay your life down with this person, and they doing all these things to you, and it's just like, bitch, you come out and you look like a robot, or you look like some type of, you know, engineering type of creature or something. I mean, like, you know, what do y'all think about that, and also about, like, saving your money and getting things the right way? Because I will admit, I had went, got my face done, got a little bit of my ass done, got my titties done or whatever, but I made a bad mistake when I went to this one child in Virginia, got my titties done, and it was curtains. And then I got that stuff out and got myself implants, but I saved up a lot of money to get the surgery that I got, and I'm telling you, it's all worth it in the end, because if something goes wrong, you can sue somebody. That faggot or that queen that you went to in her basement or in her house or whatever like that, you can't sue that bitch.
Well, you know what, like you said, we all have felt victim to going to these particular people who do not have a MD behind their last name. And the thing is that's also a wake-up call for, you know, the girls in the community or what have you, and not just the girls, because now, you know, a lot of women actually get it done too or what
mm-hmm.
have you. And I just think of, you know, for the younger girls out here that are actually going through transition or what have you, you know, they might want to kind of rethink and do an investigation on particular, on, you know, certain individuals who are actually practicing this type of medicine, if you will, and before they actually start putting that type of stuff in their body, because it's silicone is industrial, you know what I mean? And when you read up on it, like at the end of the day, you know, we were kind of like a little crazy, but you know, we were all young and we all wanted to have these nice bodies and stuff like
right.
that. Like, we were all kind of crazy for putting that stuff in our bodies and stuff. And I just thank God every day, you know, I haven't had any surgery or been pumped or anything since the 90s or what have you. Thank God I haven't had any complications, but
right.
I mean, I know better now. And when you know better, you do better. And I would never put that stuff in me ever again.
But I'm going to tell you something. The girls that's gotten pumped in your time and in my time or what have you, they bodies may have looked cute back then, but it is to their knees now. And it looked like somebody had beat them with a metal meat tenderizer. It just looked crazy. And it's just like these young girls, whether they're young or they're older or heavy like that, they so fast to get it because they got these other girlfriends that look like a bunch of bullshit. But we'll tell them, yeah, bitch, go get your body done, bitch. You're going to look fat, bitch, and be setting that child up, you know, for the okey-doke. And it's like, come on, like, where are y'all actually going to actually care for these girls, but people, whether they're young or they're old, even the older bitches who know well, they still going out here and they're getting all this crazy shit. So the same puppet, or she puppet, or yes, but y'all have to think about something. Like my
well, you remember back in the day, it was all about Joanne and Natasha.
And Kelly Harper.
Yeah,
right.
and Kelly Harper, and, you know, in the 90s or what have you. And what happens is I think is a lot of girls today, everyone, you know, they want to live their lives like a microwave instead of taking their time and go through their transition because, you know, everybody gets in drag on Halloween, and then, you know, they want titties and a big ass and everything. By December, and they don't want to do things in moderation, and that's what happens when you start seeing these. I don't want to be shady, but
Transformers.
You start seeing all some of these crazy looking abnormal bodies,
right.
Or what have
uh-huh.
you. But like
mm-hmm.
I said, I thank God that you know my body is still standing, and I can take off my clothes, and everything is still in place.
Mm. You know what's a good example?
Well,
Tiny,
you don't have to be shady. I'll be shady for you. It's the Transformer type body.
Oh. But let me
the
say
ones
this.
The ones it's, that's built like Mack trucks.
If you look at the Marvel throwback clip when Danielle and Modavia and Octavia and all them girls walked for Faith that night at the Mark
mm-hmm.
Ballroom. Did you notice the structures of their bodies?
Mm-hmm.
They look like women.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Today, everybody's going for that cartoon Nicki Minaj or Jessica
yeah,
Rabbit.
She looks stupid.
But you know what, though? To piggyback on what you said, R.R., the good thing that you said something about ballroom, you know these girls of this generation and some of the ones coming up before them don't know the difference between ballroom realness and everyday realness. See, they go to the ballroom and they see, not going to mention any names, but they go and they see these girls that look crazy. They got titties from here to South America and ass from here to the other side of the continent. And they be like, yes, bitch, I want to look like her. I want to get, it's like, bitch, are you serious? Do you think that she's really happy when she looks, when she goes out in public? Don't you think that people make her out to be a spectacle? When she goes out in public, and you really want to look like that, but some girls, they want that look. But at the end of the day, you have to realize, bitch, when you come from the ballroom world where the fans, some of the fans may accept you, and some of them don't, society is not going to take you in. You have to realize something. Can you actually get a job going in there, bitch, with a 45-inch hip line around and like a little 10-inch waist line? You really think they're going to hire you, bitch? They're going to look at you like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Those girls don't. I'm Naima. Now, you need to stop playing, Naima. You know those girls ain't working in nobody's society, girl. They got to add up on Emo and Backpage, honey, girl.
And you know another thing in reference to all the work and everything like that? Don't you think for a lot of the girls who actually went above and beyond the call of duty with their work and everything, don't you think that you wonder, like, who is around them, like, far as their friends? Like, because I know when I was going through my process in the 90s, you know, I would have my friends tell me, they would say, okay, Tiny, okay, enough is enough. And I would tell them, I said, no. I got this one little black little skirt that I used to wear when I would go get that done. And I say, once I fill this out, I'm done. And I actually stop when I filled the skirt out. But, you know, you wonder who are the girls that went above and beyond, where are they friends at to tell them, you know, like, wait a minute, this is going, because at the end of the day, they can say that they friends love them and care for them, but their friends are reading them for real on the low.
Yes, they are. They don't have no real friends. Exactly.
Okay. Girl, you look fab. You look fab, girl. You are doing it, Miss Day. When they need to tell them, they need to stop.
Mm.
A real friend is going to tell you to stop. You look bad.
But I'm
not encourage you to keep going
Kelly
to get that shit and look like a transformer.
Kelly, oh shit, Kelly Harper did my face. And I'm going to tell you something about Kelly Harper, because me and Kelly Harper were very close when I used to live in Philadelphia. Kelly Harper, even though she may have been shady like she was, and honey, she would read. I mean, she would call you all types of sir, brother, fella, and everything, you know, all those types of things. She was a key. But one thing I can say about Kelly Harper, if you came to the two different things she did, if you came to her and you already had work, she wouldn't pump you. But if you came to her and you had work and you look crazy, she would tell you she's still not pumping you. But if she pumped you and she thought as though that you had enough, she would tell you, you go to somebody else. You want animation? You want cartoon?
That's right.
Superhero?
That.
If it's,
yes.
You go to somebody else. Because she wasn't pressed for the coin.
Yes. That's right. She sure did. That's what she would tell the girls. And a lot of girls respected that because a lot of times, even though I'm not a femme queen.
But you've been around enough girls.
Yes. When you look in that mirror, depending on your level of your head, if you're high or if you're sober, you can see the if you're looking in the mirror and you just smoke the blunt, you're going to have this illusion that you're trying to get. And if you're in the right place at the right time and you're still in that frame of mind, you're just going to lay it on out. And if you're in the right frame of mind and you look at yourself, sometimes you may think you made a mistake and you want to fix it. But trying to fix it, you add too much more, and now you're at a stage where, fuck it, I might as well just go all out. So I think a lot of times what happens is girls are attempting to get a look.
Yeah.
But when that look is not perfected and they see a flaw in it, now they got to fix that flaw. It's like a girl who gets her face pumped. She'll get one cheek done, two cheeks done. Then she'll look in the mirror and say, this one is higher than the other one. I need a little bit more right here. And the person who's pumping her say, no, it looks okay. She said, no, well, I tell you what, just give me just a little bit right here. And she get that little bit. Now this side don't match that side. Then she said, then the child will say, well, you know what I need to do? I probably need to just push it up a little from the bottom.
But, you know, that's called body dysmorphia. When you look in it and you're constantly seeing a flaw and you're trying to fix things. You know, God bless her soul, and I love her down. But Kelly Harper suffered from body dysmorphia. I love her down. But it's like that lady was that. I remember before she all of the extra came, she used to stop traffic in four different directions when she would come out. She would be fucking babe. I mean, fucking beautiful. But, I mean, you never know internally what's going on with somebody. Somebody may see something that you may not see, or you may say, girl, you look fine, or, you know, you don't need to do this and the other. And somebody be like, okay, I just want this, and I want. We need to cipher the difference between what we want and what we need.
And I'm going to tell you something.
And you know
this.
What else, too, when you say that, like, even, like, for those of you who don't know Kelly Harper, like, I know her because she's from here, she's from my city. Like, Kelly was one of the girls, like, I wasn't out in the 80s, but when I first met Kelly in the early 90s, Kelly was breathtaking. And beautiful skin, beautiful hair, beautiful legs, used to stop traffic and everything like that. But then when, I think something happened to Kelly when she went to jail in the early 90s, and she came home in 93, and she got raped at Greatest Prison by, I think it was about by 15 guys or something like that. And I think ever since then, and I had, you know, and I had conversations with her, and she said that that particular situation, they're going through that situation, traumatized her. So I think sometimes some girls go through certain situations in their life and in their personal life, and it makes them react in a different way or what have you.
And what could have happened is that she, because of that incident, she didn't want to be beautiful anymore, so nobody wouldn't attack her. So she made herself more androgynous, I might say.
Animated.
But
you know,
but you
another
know
thing that the girls,
you
know what,
you
another thing that I have to definitely do thank, I have to thank my cousin Sanaya for, because a lot of the girls didn't do what I did, okay, because I went and got my breast pumped. That's the only thing I enhanced on my body with my breast.
But I waited. I went and got pumped 1 month and waited a period of 4 to 5 months so that silicone could set in my body before I went and got it done again. The girls used to leave from the strong Friday night, Saturday morning, go get pumped. And they're doing this every weekend to get that body that they want and wasn't giving the silicone a chance to set and mold into your body. So that's why the girls' breasts and the titties are hard and they look the way they look.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, do you remember back then when we used to when we would get work done and then we would have our girlfriend come over and get the roller pin that you would like a roller pin like you like you from the kitchen like you baking a pie or something and roll the body and everything.
You're
to,
yes, with the rolling pin and the cocoa butter and you lay in there with your windows wrapped on, honey, so the silicone won't leak, honey, and you got your night and you got your nice bra on, honey. That holding it, you got your sports bra on that's holding it, not an underwire bra that's pushing it together to move the silicone so it can set where it needs to set at. See, the girls get pumped and they're ready to go out. The girls, and not even just pumped, the girls get pumped, the girls get bagged and don't want to sit home and relax and give their body a chance to heal and mold the way it got to be. Honey, so that's why the girls be gagging and the girls don't have no cleavage. Because
and
they fit all together,
now,
or they, if they got bags, Miss Thing, you could put a hand right in between their bags, Miss Thing, because they don't give it a chance. They just they ready to hit the street as soon as they it comes, because they so hyped for the girls to see it. Okay,
and this
I
is what happened.
The girls,
this
Thing,
is
bitch.
And listen,
I waited many years, Miss Thing, before I went and got any work done. I just got work done 2 years ago, and I waited all this time because I wanted to accomplish everything that I accomplished in the ballroom scene as just being me. I didn't want to get anything done for the ballroom scene, and that's what a lot of these girls are getting things done. It's for the ballroom scene, it's for boys and all types of things. All of that doesn't make you a woman.
Right.
So let me
and that's what
this.
A lot of these kids is running around here, and they do it. And it's a shame. It's really a shame. And then all that, they get in and they ain't motherfucking men.
Now, can I say something?
Go ahead.
So this is where the shade comes in. When the girls start walking for face, body, and realness, and I'm on the panel, they think that I'm looking at what's in front of me. What I'm looking at is what's in front of me, but I'm also a good judge of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at your work. So when these girls come up to me and everybody like, why is Miss RR all in her face? Bitch, I'm getting into the work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting into the nose and if it was pinched right and if it's level. I'm getting into the cheekbones. Are they evenly proportioned? Are they equally balanced? I'm getting into the lips. Are they pumped equally or unpumped equally? I'm getting into the jawbone. Did you get it broke right? Did you get that chin done right? Did you get that Adam's apple shaved correctly? I know what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So when I send a girl on her way, it's no shade. It's the surge.
but
you know what? Can I say something, though, to that? I'm glad you brought that up. You see,
Ma, hold on. Before you say that, we got another caller. Hold on. 347-462. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Kiana.
Hello, mother.
Hey, honey bun, how are you? I'm doing good. You took me back with the rolling pin. Baby, I know about the rolling pin. I finally threw mine away.
Wait a minute, sister. Before you even going to that, we want to know about your birthday.
Oh, my God. Well, I celebrated
How was it?
It was good. I had a wonderful time. I was blessed, and I'm thankful for God. I had a wonderful time. My God took me out yesterday, presented me a bouquet of roses, and took me out on the town, and I enjoyed myself.
Celebrated your 25th birthday. What, sister?
25th. Thank you. I'm blessed. Thank you so much.
You look wonderful. You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
25th.
I'm doing a couple of coughs. Excuse me. But but thank you so much. But I was just agreeing with Tiny about the work. See, I was a Joanne and a Kelly Harper girl. When I went to Joanne, they was trying to get me to go back in the day to Natasha back in the day. Everybody was going to Natasha, but sometimes to me, sometimes a lot of girls be running to get more because they feel you can get more for a certain price and whatever. Sometimes more can be bad for you. That's why I took my time. I went to Joanne. I started off because Joanne starts you up in little bunches. And from Joanne, I just went on to Kelly Harper because she taught – Joanne was Kelly's mom, and she taught Kelly. And that's how I did mine.
Exactly.
Yeah. And from there, I just, you know, I just got – you know, it's about – you should just go to the people and really – you know, make sure that you get a good background check of who's doing you, because not all work and every work is good work. Just because it's a lot.
And let me say this, Kiana.
Definitely.
When you decided to get your work, how many of your girlfriends referred you?
Well, my girlfriend, a lot of people may remember because I came out in 92, 93. My girlfriend was Naya Milan. She's like a mother to me.
I remember Naya.
Yeah, Naya Milan. She taught me and told me to go to Joanne. She recommended me to Joanne. And from Joanne, which Joanne had taught Kelly Harper because that was her daughter, I went to Joanne because Joanne was kind of cheap with the work. She would do little by little by little. So she told me she wouldn't do so much. So I went to Kelly and got my breasts done and did everything else.
And you know why she wouldn't do so much?
Right.
Because of what Kelly just said.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to give the still time to set.
Definitely. Definitely.
And
I'm thankful for that.
Much, if she put too much in too soon, it wouldn't set correctly.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But, you know, I'm thankful for that I went to the right people. And it kind of saddens me about the younger generation today where they're so pressed to get all this body, to think that if I get all these titties, I'll get all this body, it's going to make me so and so and so. I just want to tell the young kids, take your time, study your craft, you know, study your people who you're going to, because not everything is good for you. Just
right.
Because you may get $1,000 worth of work, you may get this and this and this and that. Over the long run, things happen. But I thank God for that because I've been doing it a long time, and I haven't had any complications. I got one of the best breasts in town.
And
thank you, Kelly Harper.
And you know what, Kiana?
Yeah.
You know what else I want to add to that? Also, too, a lot of the girls are on this myth of looking perfect. At the end of the day,
let me tell you something
no
about
one is
it.
Perfect.
Let me tell you something. No woman
we all
is perfect.
Are, yeah, we all have flaws.
We definitely
you know,
do.
We all fall under that whole transgender umbrella
definitely.
At the end of the day. So people need to stop thinking like, oh, well, just because so-and-so might have a better nose or so-and-so might have better cheeks or a better ass or, you know, that she's more perfect than you. No, it's no such thing as perfect.
That's right.
I definitely do have to agree with you on that. And one thing the girls need to realize, Tiny, that women do not have hips, body, and tits. Women don't come with all three of that. And that's what the girls need to realize. Either women got ass and hips and they got no tits, or they got tits and no lower body.
Yeah.
That is. But let me tell you something. They think that women are not perfect. Women are not perfect. That's why I tell a lot of the young girls, especially when you're getting work, too, they just want to rush into getting work and want to rush into getting bags. Before all that, you should moan. Moan and flesh out your body first. You know, I did everything because, you know, I moaned, I fleshed up my body before anything. Just don't moan. Just don't go out there and run and get body. Oh, I got my ass done. I got this done. I got this done. I got this done. You're not even moaning.
Speaking of not moaning, you know what I can't stand is these butch queens that's sitting up in drag just for a coin. You know what I'm saying? Or just to make a little coin or something, throwing on a gill, you know, and turning these days and doing all of these things or what have you. And they just doing it just because for the fun of it. And at the end of the day, they take their gilt off and they close off and they live their life as a boy. One thing about a transgendered woman or femme queen or what have you, this is a lifestyle. It's nothing that we just do it, just for the hell of it, just to get trade or just to get other boys or just to get this and that and the other. This is a lifestyle. With this lifestyle comes discrimination. With this lifestyle comes acceptance and non-acceptance. With this lifestyle comes a lot of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
these butch queens,
but you
they
want to
come for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and let me say this straight before the butch queens come in here and call in here and want to attack me. I'm not saying that I hate butch queens. I'm not saying that I have anything against butch queens. But my thing is, if you are going to do the motherfucking do, and don't play around with it and try to mock us in the process.
But
you
know what?
With
the butch queens fail to realize, mm-hmm. we are all in this all together at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean no harm. I mean, I like the trade and all that, but I don't mean no harm. I'm keeping my ADT on, and I don't want the trade coming up in here because I want to keep all my things. I don't mean no harm. Because
the
trade, when they come in, honey. When the trade come in, honey, they scoping and they looking around, honey, and
you can't say that. But let me tell you something. I can agree with that, but I have to disagree with that because guess what? A man is gonna be a man. They're gonna do what they're gonna do regardless. Butch queen, whoever, even the butch queens. I'm not even put out there for any, not all of them. They steal. They want to turn out the girls. They want to turn them out. They want to steal. They want to do all these things. It's all what you allow, I feel. That's why I always say to the ladies out there, learn to love yourself. Once you love you and you're confident about who you are, you're going to be okay. You stop being, stop trying to be the
Jones. Let me say this.
Because y'all got lit up the phone lines and we got a bunch more callers on the line.
Let me just get this one thing out, okay? What the butch queens fail to realize is you may be getting up in drag and emulating a femme queen, but a lot of times these boys will go by the ad that you put up, and sometimes you put up an ad that's not you. And then when the boys get there, sometimes you need to be careful because those boys will go off on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the game you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
But you may even tell them that you're a drag, and when you get there, they don't see no tits, no ass, they don't see no hormones.
Right.
What the fuck? And they will go off.
They do go off, but then some of them, sometimes you got to realize the RR back in the day, and Kelly can, you know, contest and all the, you know, Tiny too. Half of it was a money thing. They'll try to use the girls for what they can give them. You could be the hardest. You know what, Kelly? And Tiny, you could be the hardest thing walking from here to downtown Brooklyn. Hardest Jerusalem steel. But you're going to walk with you on the street, and you're going to hold your hand, but you know you're giving that coin. You know you're taking care of
and
me
and
doing whatever.
London, what you have to say, London? Go ahead.
Say, London.
Happy cake day, Kiana.
Thank you, baby.
I want to say, do you guys think there's not a lot of femme queens walking categories now because the work is not the same as it used to be?
No, it's definitely not. That's why I just think that a lot of the older people, our generation, a lot of them don't come out because of how ballroom has transitioned and changed. I mean, ballroom is not the same anymore. I definitely applaud change. Change is always good and change is evident. But sometimes, in a lot of ways, do you really blame them for what has it become?
To me,
you
it changed
what?
More for the better of the butch queen.
I don't know what it has to change again. Like when I was coming out and Tiny and all, it was fun. Like I would see Tiny and say, "Can't wait to see you next week, sis," and RR and all that stuff like that. But now you have the damn time. You'd be surprised if you get to see. It's just a lot.
You know what? Can I say something before we go to the next caller?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you because when everybody always talk about why the girls don't come out to balls, don't quote me on the particular year, but I want to say it was either the late 90s, very, very early 2000s. It might have been the late 90s. I remember I was at a latex ball, and this particular night they were supposed to have face, and they had a lot of nice categories for a lot of girls. And I remember it was a lot of girls. It was girls that I hadn't seen in years. I mean, this ball was so packed at this latex ball. And they never had none of the femme queen categories. And I can remember just sitting downstairs in the basement where the bathrooms were, and the girls were reading. And the girls was like, first of all,
people come to the balls to see us for real, mm-hmm. for real at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And, I done spent money. I done got my mm-hmm. makeup done. I done got my hair done. And, mm-hmm. I got my outfit on. And I can't even come up on the runway and show up and show out. And I noticed, just from me talking to different girls over the years, from that latex ball, I started seeing the girls started dwindling and getting over it mm-hmm. it. And they stopped coming.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. 7037,
you're live on the air. Yes, I have something to say since we're talking about Fem Queens. Who told these, I want to know why is people telling these Fem Queens that they look real when they look like robots or something off of a cartoon show? Like, why is people chanting them on saying, oh, yes, you look real, girlfriend, yes, you're fierce, when they actually look like clowns?
Well, listen, sweetheart, at the end of the day, everyone, when you take your hormones, when you take your Premarin, or back in the day in the 90s when we were taking the German moans,
mm-hmm.
the hormones affect everyone differently. So, for a girl that might not be as real as you think they should be or what have you, we all still have to embrace them and love them. Because at the end of the day, everybody is not going to have flawless skin. Everybody is not going to be,
mm-hmm.
have a nice body, and everybody is not going to be real. That's just a fact.
But isn't the legs and the ass and the titties, isn't that all surge or no?
No, it's not. See, that's where the misinformation comes into play, and that's what we were talking about with the moaning. What happens is when you, before you start getting work done, when you're taking when you're on your hormone therapy, the moans start breaking down the body, and it starts feminizing the body. And like I said, every girl is not going to be real, and every girl is not
mm-hmm.
going to be lovely or what have you. So, you got to do what you do, baby, at the end of the day.
That's true. And moans does different things. Moans definitely does different things for different people.
Because a lot of the girls don't know, bitch, if you moan, a lot of the girls don't even have to get pumped if you moan correctly and do it the right way, because the moans will spread your body out in all the right places where it needs
mm-hmm.
to be spread at.
True, that's true.
I'm a
witness of
that, baby. Look at me. I don't have new work, baby, and my body just set right on. It took a couple of years. I mean, it took a while, a good 7-8 years, but as I gained weight, everything just fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank
you for definitely calling in. And we have another call. Our next caller is 917-693. You're live on the air.
I'm back. Hello. This
Hi.
Is Keisha again.
Hey, Keisha.
I got a lot of questions. Okay. First of all, I'm a Bush queen, and Keisha's my alter ego, as Kelly would know. But I have a question. The first question is, I forgot the Ebony Child. What's her name again? She's from Baltimore.
Naima.
Naima, you made a question. You said the Bush queens don't respect a lot of the Bush queens. And I always
say it again.
And always think, you made a comment that the Bush queens don't respect the Fem queens. You said that, right?
No, I didn't say the Bush queens didn't respect the Fem queens. I said the Bush queens be coming for the Fem queens, getting in drag and trying to pull days when they're not really living the lifestyle that we're living, and they take it for a joke. That's
but
what
Naima,
I said.
Where do they get that from? Who are they looking up to? Where are they getting it from? What are the Fem queens saying to the Butch queens? Are they bragging? Are they saying, girl, this is a date? Are they making the Butch queens look like, do nothing? A lot of the Fem queens showboat, they show off. They like to come in with a grand interest, and we all know what they're doing. So think about the situation. How are the Butch queens getting this information? They're not getting it from the Butch queens. They're getting it from the Fem queens. I see a Fem queen going to a club with a bathing suit. That's not ladylike. And it's not how you think you gain respect when you walk into a club with a bathing suit with low body jeans and your stomach is hanging out. That's not cut.
Well, honey, is this club in South Beach on Collins Avenue?
You would think so.
No, this club is on 39th Street between 8th and 9th Avenue.
You would think that she was coming from a Greek fest, from Jones Beach, and after the beach it was an after party. But let's keep it real. I'm not knocking on them queens, but all I'm saying is, in order to get respect, you have to give it.
True, that's true.
These butch queens are learning all these tricks and trades from the fem queen. And don't get me wrong, some of the butch queens are like, damn, what if I get up in them? What if I do this? Am I going to get my life? First of all, you come into a club and you bring a piece of tray, you don't bring sand to the beach. You're asking for trouble. That shit should be done at home. But you know, you want to bring a piece of tray to the club because you and all your girls and all your girlfriends.
She's
yes, I'm
bitter.
All that. I'm that. That's not you.
Okay. Can I?
What's this child's name? What's this child? Sweetie, what's your name? Just was speaking.
Keisha.
Keisha, is everything all right with you? Because you seem a little bitter or something. Like,
no,
what's
I'm not,
going
no,
on?
No, I'm not bitter. Because let me tell you something. I used to live for the thin queen. I used to study and look at them. And, oh, my God, they're so pretty. I used to sit there and stare. And I'd be like, oh, my God, they got a piece of tray. How do they get the tray? Oh, get the straight boy. And they told you what you had to do to pull the straight tray.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Keisha?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
So you just said that you admired the femme queens because they taught you how to pull the tray.
Let me finish. When I first went into the scene, I used to go to the old court, I used to look, and I thought, oh, my God, they look so pretty. But then you always come with a piece of tray, and the tray was the tray everybody wanted to have because it was everything. Everybody wanted the tray, even the butch queen. You know, everybody wants a piece of tray, like the cutest.
Let me ask you this. What I want to ask you is that what made you want to get up and drag?
Yes. Yeah.
Keisha, I need you to calm down, baby.
Ooh. Hello?
What is going on with Keisha? Keisha seemed bitter.
Yes, she did. But I want to answer something. First of all, it's not even about the femme queens telling the butch queens, you know, that they're giving this, and you know, you got to do this away. It's like just butch queens or gay men have common sense themselves. Well, if you see me coming in there over here with the boy, or I tell you this, what you got to do, or whatever the case may be, you have eyes, you have ears, you have all your five senses to see, hear, taste, touch, and feel everything.
Wait a minute, somebody got
noise in there. All that noise, I can't hear you.
Excuse me?
It's not you.
The background.
That's not my
it's
background.
Goodbye.
Lisa?
Lisa?
You
know, they're my background by myself.
Lisa? Lisa? It's quiet now.
It's quiet now.
Yeah, is Keisha still on?
I'm right here. Baby, I'm far
okay,
from
there
bitter.
Okay,
you go.
Okay.
Lisa, is that the record
okay.
I'm far from bitter. I don't
okay,
get me wrong, but I just had to make a point because I don't want the film queen to say that we disrespect the butch queen just because.
Mm.
Just understand that. And I hear that a lot of times, oh, the butch queen don't respect the film queen. It's a two-way street. In order to get me said, you have to give it.
Okay, so, okay, well, then you know what? Let me say this then, okay? Because you came on here full throttle. If that be the case, then you're saying that, you know, the film queens have to, you know, they gotta give a little, to, you know, just to get some respect or whatever like that. Before I say what I'm getting ready to say to you, let me say this. Like my real mother told me as we growing up, respect don't cost you nothing. Now, if the film queen gives the gay male, his respect and respect and what have you, and he still decides to give her the shit and her the stick, then what do you have to say about that?
My name, I couldn't hear. Where's your stick? There's a lot of static in the background. Somebody's phone is in the background.
Oh.
Don't point over here. It ain't mine.
Chester,
okay, one more time. Say it again.
I said, like my mother told me as I was growing up, she said to me, respect don't cost you anything. So with that being said, if
somebody's
Somebody's
computer is on because it's an echo in the computer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely not mine because I've been on here been talking.
No, it's not you. Kelly?
My computer not even on. Don't
Kelly?
Go this way.
Kelly? I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetie.
With that being said, what about the femme queens giving the butch queens or the gay men, because they don't like, some of them don't like to be called butch queens, but giving the gay men respect and respecting them, and they still try it, and they still give us the shit, and well, not me, because I don't call for it, but they still give the other girls the shit into the stick. So what do you got to say about that? Because you say, you know, you got to give a little respect just to give respect. And it's like, come on. It's a two-way street. Yes, it is. But if somebody is giving, if the girl is giving respect or the butch queens give respect, vice versa. And
hold on, Keisha. You stay right there with us, Keisha, because y'all don't work the phone lines up, honey. 718-304, you're live on the air.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Kelly. Hi, RR. Hi, Divine. Hi, Tiny. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
The thing is, with the butch queens or whatever
is
the case
this?
Is.
Who is?
Hi, my name is Sean. And the thing about it is, and I said this before, the thing about it is the butch queens, they feel like I don't care how much work you had done, you can look flawless or whatever the case is, but some of these butch queens will still look at you as if you have not gotten anything done. And that's bottom line. And in all reality, they really don't, some of the butch queens don't have no respect, and then there are some butch queens who respect the femme queens, because I know there are some butch queens who take care of the femme queens. Now, we're not going to talk about, y'all haven't said anything about that. You know, there are some butch queens who help the femme queens get into the balls, who help them get dressed, help them put their categories together and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so few of them.
That's very few.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it all boils down to respect.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, say that again. Hello?
No, you said at the end of the day it's all about respect. We get that.
Yeah, it's all about respect. And also, I have a little issue. And, I know, and I like Divine or whatever, and I understand that you, let me be clear about this. I understand that you, you know, you date dykes, right? Am I right or wrong?
Divine.
Yes.
The question was for you.
Hi, Divine. How are you?
I think it's for you, Kelly.
Hold on. Can you please stop calling them dykes? They do not like to be called dykes. Please call them aggressives or butches.
Okay. Or butches or whatever. I have a little issue with that because I don't understand. And with all due respect, I don't understand. You know, the femme queens dating butches or whatever.
Hold on,
Divine. Because Divine, you know, because you should ask me that, okay?
I have been out
for 16 years, okay?
Okay.
And I can count on one hand how many butch queens or boys I dated on one hand. I can't even count how many butchers or aggressives that I've been with on any one of my hands and including my toes. Because boys and butch queens are so nasty and so horrible with the things that they do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they think that this is motherfucker. They think a femme queen is Wells Fargo. Okay? And I'm not going to say that I don't buy my man stuff and all types of things. But baby, you have to come to the table with something.
nothing. And these boys want to come to the table and don't want to come to the table with shit. Every relationship that I've been in with an aggressive, they always meet me halfway, or they meet me 55% in my relationship that I'm in, okay? Right now, I got $1,800 worth of bills. My husband pays $900 worth of those bills. When I was with boys and butch queens, they didn't do motherfucking shit. All they wanted me to do was come out my motherfucking pocket. It ain't that type mm-hmm. of party. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask the caller
yes.
something? When you directed the question to Divine, and you said that you had a problem with her. I don't know if Divine actually date butches or what have you, or trans men, but what I want to say to the caller, why do you have an issue on with somebody else's dating?
No. If the question wasn't directed to Divine personally, I was just saying because I know of her dating butches. I wasn't saying that I have a problem with your relationship. I'm saying I don't understand the relationship. So let's be clear about that.
Oh, okay.
Let me clarify that for you. On my behalf, on how I ended up dating butches, for one, baby, we all know what we were born as, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now coming up, I still dated women. I still had an attraction for women. I didn't like feminine women, but I always liked masculine women. Even when before I even discovered how gay I was, even when I dated women, I always liked women that were a little masculine. So as time progressed, I developed into my gay stages. I felt like women were off limits, and I thought and one actually approached me. And I thought it was funny, but as I went along with it and I realized that this was a human being and I'm a human being and I liked the way this human being made me felt emotionally, the physical just came in and tied itself in later down the line, and next you know, I was happy. And that's why I date them, because they make me happy. They fill a void that a lot of men cannot fill for me. A man can satisfy me sexually, but mentally there's nothing there for me. You know, after we get up, it's all it. But when I deal with a butch, this is somebody that is, I feel is more on my level, and it works more for me. I don't know, I can't speak for anybody else, but as for me, the butches, they fulfill my emotional fulfillment much better than a man ever could.
Yes, yes, they do, honey, because,
wow.
you know, honey, if I was with a boy and they did half of the things that people that they do, baby, I would be in jail for murder.
Right.
Because, you see, when you dating a butch, at the end of the day, when they do things to you and they mess up and they do things, you have to realize before you go to that level that what they was really born at. See, with a boy, bitch, I'll be in jail because I'll be murdering his motherfucking ass in here.
You damn right.
I be done, threw his ass out the window, beat the fuck out of him and everything. Called the cops, had me in jail and everything. You know, when you with the aggressive, you know they do things, but it got, because Devon can tell you, baby, because she was just with me 3 weeks ago. My verbal lash towards my lover is nasty, but hands on, it will never get hands on. But that verbal lash, it's crazy.
Baby.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear with you, Divine. I wasn't judging your relationship. I was just saying that I don't understand
dynamics. I'm fine with it, though, even if you were to judge, because that's what people do.
It doesn't bother me.
I'm perfectly fine with that. Your judgment could never make me unhappy. I'm definitely satisfied in what I do, and it wouldn't change anything that I do.
Yeah, and I like every last one of you, the ones that I don't. You know, and the ones that I don't know, you know, and I'm not judging you, Kelly. I just don't understand it.
Let's ask some questions about you. What are you into? What do you like?
Oh, butch queens all the way. You know, all day.
And what do you like about the butch queen?
I haven't had any experiences like that with, you know, butch queens like that, you know, coming and trying to take advantage of you and thinking that you're a dank or whatever the case is. But everyone has their moments. You know,
let me ask you.
Hello.
What kind of butch queens do you like? Do you like feminine butch queens? Do you like aggressive butch queens? Do you like realness with a twist butch queens? What kind of butch queens do you like?
I like aggressive butch queens, and I don't care if you Vogue or whatever the case is. It don't matter to me. Just don't be like femme like myself. You know what I'm saying? You can be a little femme, but not too much. I don't care if you Vogue, whatever the case is.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
You can relate to where I'm coming from, right? When it comes to the trade, correct or incorrect?
I don't date gay men. That's all
I didn't
say
you did. That's what I asked you. You can relate to where I'm coming from when I say trade, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Because I was waiting for you to come and kind of like support me. But you
was, yeah, I was coming. I was getting there. So I had to go to the bathroom.
Quiet.
I had to go to the bathroom.
I was like, he's quiet.
How come you know?
That echo is
hellion.
Hey, what?
That echo is show.
What?
How come you don't date gay men?
Because my whole thing with gay men is that they're very promiscuous, for one. Even though straight men can be promiscuous, but gay men are extremely promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same token, I have a thing where I like to, how could I put this? I like to turn boys out.
Oh, let me correct you on that.
I got this. There are motives behind
that.
Now,
you got to ask off. No, let's keep it real. Now, I respect you as who you are, but let's keep it real. You like shady boys.
Who that phone carrying on?
Keisha.
That's Keisha's phone.
Keisha, you got a bad echo.
But she on a speaker. She got her phone on speaker.
Wait, hold on.
Keisha, do you have an audience? You have an audience
around
you?
No, I don't. That's not me. I'm on a Bluetooth phone. Oh, you caught that. You caught.
Oh, Bluetooth. Hold on, Keisha. Because A is a phone. I don't know what y'all on did, but baby, y'all woke up the phone live.
You don't hear me now?
Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Hello,
Tiny caught too. You caught that, didn't you, Tiny? But that audience was pooch back there while she's performing.
Y'all woke up the phone lines. Hold on, Keisha. Don't go to the place, Keisha. Stay right there with us, Keisha. 804-397, you're live on the air.
Oh, shit. Well, I didn't know what press one. I'm just a listener. I'm a comic, but let me get my phone straight.
Okay, thank you. The next caller we have is 91998. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, this is Showstopper Upline.
Hello.
Hi, everybody on the air. I'm just listening, and I agree with y'all, like, about the Bush Queens not, you know, I don't think it's right for them to be cooking or, you know, escorting for money. I feel like if you're a Bush Queen, you're a male, you can work. And most of the femme queens, you know, when I came out, a lot of them couldn't work, you know what I'm saying? It's getting discriminated and all that, you know what I'm saying? Most of the things I know that actually work were in, like, hair salons and shit like that. And the ones that couldn't, you know, made money how they could. So I feel like Bush Queens shouldn't have to do that. Because you're men and you should be able to work. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you, Showstopper, for calling in.
I don't feel that prostitution is an excuse for anyone. Because no matter how you look, you're a human being. You can get out there and do what you got to do and be respected for what you do. You got plenty that are doctors, lawyers, all that. They sent to school, fought, and all that.
All I want to know is, where's all this noise coming from?
Yeah, for real.
That man is really willing my motherfucking pussy.
My ball. It ain't my ball.
Hold on, we got two more callers. 210-452, you're live on the air.
Yeah, this is Keontae.
This who?
This is Malou. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment like on the whole like the respect issue. Like me personally, I look at femme queens like real women, like because that's a transformation. Like when you're going through a transformation and taking hormones and shit to break down your body, like yeah, that made has really made y'all weaker, like women. So I feel like all the femme queens, like my mama Dee Dee, like I don't play behind my mama. Like I look at her as a real woman, and I feel like butch queens, men, but have more respect than that respect for femme that they have, because I don't play like I don't play like that. I mean, like my sisters and shit. Like, nah, them is they're girls, and you're not gonna disrespect them. Because
I know that's right.
They, you see, she has titties. You see, she's in heels. You see, she got earrings. You see, she's gone through changes. And that's not. I don't like that shit. Like,
I don't either. But in respect to that, when you see that she got heels and she got titties and all that, she needs to act like it too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, yes, definitely true. But let me let y'all know, I don't think it's nobody's fault. I think it's Blog Talk because I picked everybody on mute, including myself and the caller, and the echo was still there. So I think it's Blog Talk.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
I put everybody on mute except the caller and let him continue to talk. They still had the echo, so I think it's Blog Talk. It's nobody's fault.
So they throwing shade at you on Blog Talk?
Like,
you think somebody paid for them to do that?
You're out in there pulling the wires, girl.
Girl, stop it, honey. I'm being nice. But I want to thank you for definitely calling in. Caller. We have two more callers. It seems like every time we put a caller on hold, people keep pressing one. Everybody wants to talk tonight, honey, on Hot Topic Tuesdays with the legendary Mother Divine Chanel and R.R. London and Kelly, honey. How y'all doing? Hold on. 917-397. Is this Lollipop? 937-397. You're live on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to chime in on some of the topics. As far as being a girl myself and the battle between the butch queens and the femme queens, what some of the callers said was true. Majority of the time, no matter how much you do to make yourself more real and live in a society, the butch queens just usually don't respect it. They don't see it no matter what you do. Now, excuse me now. Me, myself, when I go to work every day and I walk past the security desk and flash my badge, those people in my workplace are respecting me as a woman. No matter what, you know, whether or not you know for a fact me and the butch queen, at the end of the day when I go to work and I talk to you and I sit at my desk, the women at my job, the men at my job, they see it. You know what I mean? And I feel like as a society, you know, living in this lifestyle, it's more back and forth, and we try to tear each other down when we should embrace each other. And the butch queens really do have issues with respecting us as women. And, you know, I know a lot of us, well, not a lot, but some of us really do kind of give ourselves a bad reputation, you know, as far as girls that are escorting and prostituting and things of that nature. But either way, no matter what you do, you still take the step to live your life as a woman. And that can be taken away from you. And also, before I go, I want to touch on as far as, like, what R.R. said about the trade boys. I personally feel like they're just as nasty and promiscuous as butch queens to me. Because the difference is with trade boys, they're used to dealing with real women. So when they deal with real women, they tend to have sex unprotected. So when I personally deal with them, a lot of them come at me, you know, thinking that we're going to have sex unprotected. And I have to stop them in their tracks, like, well, wait a minute. You know, you may do this with the cunt, but it doesn't go that way in our lifestyle. You know, we got to wrap it up. And it just makes me think
if they try it with you, then they're going to try it with the next girl. And the next girl may be so thirsty that she'll go ahead and allow him to go ahead and, you know, smash or whatever you want to call it, protect it.
Can I ask you something, sweetie?
Sure.
You said you were a femme queen, correct?
Right.
Now, I don't know how you consider yourself, but I don't consider myself a woman. And I know a lot of people might say, what? What I consider myself and how I conduct myself as is a lady, and every woman is not a lady. And that's the difference between a woman and a lady. You have real women that are not ladies. Mm-hmm. And that's something that the gay men and butch queens, whatever the terminologies that you want to call them, that's what they fail to realize. Every femme queen is not a lady.
And what you have to understand also, when I said about, you know, I've never dated an openly gay man, only because of the simple fact that only time I really have any gay connections is with the ballroom scene. I live a very straight life, and all the guys that I associate with are basically so-called, quote-unquote, straight. And for those who know me, they know my T. I'm a total top. For those who think they know me and think that, you know, I might be something else, it's untrue. But at the end of the day, I live for these boys to tell me that I'm not going to get the moves, and then I turn it and I get it. That's where I get my rush. Everybody has a way of getting their rush sexually. That's my rush.
I get the moves.
I just want to let y'all know that the CEO and founder is taking over the show right now, honey. I'm going to still be here with y'all while I drive downtown, but I'm going to be on my headset, so my talking is going to be limited. Okay, so, honey, we're still here, and y'all still have a whole bunch of callers. So y'all gonna be here for a while, because Tiny and Naima and London and Devon, y'all have made a hot topic, and y'all still got a slew of callers that want to talk to y'all. So get ready.
All right.
Okay, so what were you asking me?
So I was going to say to RR, so you get some type of high off of turning the trade out, huh?
Yes.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I put down the drugs and picked up the turnout.
Okay. I'm mad at you.
Yeah, because you know what the thing is that they don't see it coming. They think they're working me, but they don't realize they're getting worked. And then it gets to the point where, okay, so if you want me to do something for you, what are you going to do for me?
I know that's right.
Because at the end of the day, and I always tell them, at the end of the day, there's nothing you can give me that I don't already have or I can't get for myself except that moosey. So what are you giving me?
That's the only thing
you have that I want, because dick doesn't fascinate me. It does nothing for me. But you show me a nice ass, and I'll lose my mind.
All right. Or please tell the children like it is.
Okay.
I'm old school. I am so old school.
Yes. These old schools,
and
y'all
if anybody,
got a
and
y'all
listen,
wearing some...
And listen, if anybody knows me and they've ever seen me bring sand to the beach, they know I'm bringing the sand to the beach because I'm done with it, but it's always over sand. Did you catch it? London,
you
caught that, right?
Hello?
We caught it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure I wasn't muting. You know, y'all legendary for giving the girl the mute.
No, you're not muted.
So
let me ask.
Can you guys hear me?
Huh?
Yes, we can hear you, Jasmine.
All right. Let's get some of these callers out the way. If you guys are on the phone line, please press 1. There's a tons of people listening from the chat room and on the air. Press 1 if you want to tune into our topic. We're going to go down the list for some of these callers. The next caller is 323-801. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Jimmy Walker Chanel.
Hi.
Hi, Devon.
Hi, I want to say hello
to all of the. I want to say hello to all of the leaders. Okay. I can't wait to see everyone in Vegas for the Super Touch Ball. Yay, I'm excited. Okay, so I guess my question for all of the leaders is, all of you are legendary and iconic, and you have all been around for years and years, and you guys have seen girls come in and go out, and, you know, all the ups and downs. I just wanted to know what you all's perspective of what you see the ball routine being in the next 10 years or so, because, you know, I'm still fairly new to it, and I'm kind of living in mine now, you know, but what do you guys see from what you've saw in the past? What do you see coming in the future?
Did anyone want to start off with that? That was a long question. Where do you start to tackle it at?
What do you guys see the ballroom scene in the next 10 years?
What do we see next for the ballroom scene, or what do we want to see next for the ballroom scene?
You said in the next 10 years. You said in the next 10 years, right? I don't see a ballroom scene in 10 years. I don't think there'll be a ballroom scene in 10 years with the way that it's going right now.
Yeah,
because no one is teaching these youth today on how to restructure the ballroom scene so that it's more fun again, more creative again, and more respectful again. And I think if anybody needs to take notes, I think it's the icons and the legends need to go to some of these Kiki balls and start taking notes and realize that that's the next generation. And if we start to respect what they're doing, then they can respect us as who we are. But until we can respect the Kiki scene, younger generation, they're never going to be able to respect us, so we'll have no structure in the ballroom scene. And there won't be a ballroom scene in 10 years, because what's going to happen is what Tiny just said. The girls are going to start disappearing, and the ones who are really showstoppers will never be coming out again.
What, can I ask you a question? What is the Kiki? Is that like mini balls?
They're like fake balls, girl. They're like balls they throw that don't necessarily have a house. Like, okay, you want to just come out and say, okay, tonight I'm going to be the house mother of the house of Coca-Cola, and that's your Kiki.
Oh, okay.
And Tiny, when I tell you the Kiki balls, the girls expect this thing, say the way they bring it was like back in the days when the ball was open. These girls don't play with the effect and everything as Kiki balls. You know how back in the days when the girls
Kelly, we can barely hear you. Creativity.
They have fun, they have creativity, and it's more, it's just fun.
Oh, okay.
Because there's not a lot of rules. Kiki balls, you just do whatever the hell you want to do and get out there and have a good time. They're not as structured as a real ball. So,
I wonder
if
it's not strict or anything like that.
Do they have
Kiki balls in every city?
Yeah, they have
no.
In
Philadelphia,
too.
Oh, they do?
You know what would be fierce? Let me say this. You know what would be fierce? Say for instance, somebody was having a ball, right? Any individual was given a ball. But they said from six to 10, it will be a Kiki function. And from 10 o'clock on, it'll be a regular ball. I guarantee you the Kiki function will be more packed and more dynamic and no drama. And then come 10 o'clock, by 2 a.m., you'll see the difference in the two balls. Am I right or wrong? Somebody.
Oh yes, I could definitely agree with you on that.
And I can give y'all a prime example. Last month, the day of Jack's Rumble last month, Jack had his Rumble the same day they had the Kiki function. Thinking there's more motherfucking girls at the motherfucking Kiki function 2 hours before Jack Ball than it was at the motherfucking Rumble.
Wow.
Okay, at that motherfucking Kiki Ball, we went to that Kiki Ball last month. You couldn't even move in that Kiki Ball, bitch. I sat at the motherfucking Rumble and watched the whole ball from the ball.
Do you think the big balls are discouraging the new kids from coming in because they feel like it's too much pressure to even get
noticed? It's not about pressure. It's about the politics. The young kids don't want to deal with the politics and all the shade that they get from the mainstream, so they'd rather do the Kiki Balls.
Exactly. And the funny part about the Kiki Balls, the kids that's in different Kiki houses, like the House of Coca-Cola and the House of Bear Aspirins, they're all from different houses that's in the ballroom scene.
And you barely see
right.
them on
and
the
they all
floor.
Come together. They all come together and create.
Hold
their
on
own
a second,
house.
You guys. A couple of things. Tiana, you're back on. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you.
Me.
Okay. Hey. I was talking the whole time.
You guys have served off of the caller. Caller, mm-hmm. Are you still there that was on the air to ask the question?
I'm here. That was all.
Only one person answered your question.
Right.
Anybody else want to answer where the child feels the ball is going to be in the next 10 years?
I definitely feel where RR is coming from. I definitely am on the same level of how he's feeling about the ballroom. If it doesn't change, change definitely has to come amongst us leaders, patrons, and all of us. If we don't learn to change and do the things that we need to do to make the ballroom successful, it's never going to ever succeed and go on anymore. That's how I feel. So definitely,
Divine.
I can agree.
Yeah, I'm right here. I don't want to sound repetitious, so
mm-hmm.
I don't want to sound repetitious because I definitely agree with what they have to say already.
Right.
But I want to say this is what I would like to see in 10 years for the ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see us stepping up and taking
right.
control of our power, because being gay is so attractive for some people. We have a lot of power out here, and people just
mm-hmm.
don't get it. We allure these straight people. Why do you think there is a RuPaul's Drag Race? That's the one place, that's something
mm-hmm.
they can turn on and look at us. I guarantee you there's more straight people watching that than there is gay. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Being gay is not always all that bad. You know, it
mm-hmm.
can be taken to a whole nother level, especially with ballroom. Look how Naomi and the Vogue
right.
Gym Girls did with the show. People are captivated by what we do. We need to start taking power of this captivation and going out there and doing something, making some money with it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and telling ourselves, I see in 10 years the gays out there doing more things with TV and movie and just getting
mm-hmm.
more respect for the struggles and recognizing the struggles that we have within our own life and recognizing that we are a very talented group of people. Very talented group of people and have
mm-hmm.
extraordinary talent, you know, and only so many of us really tap into it and get out of the box and tap
right.
into it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to see more for that. With ballroom, I think ballroom is something that the entertainment
mm-hmm.
can tap into
mm-hmm.
and make grow. I think we should be making
mm-hmm.
money off of this. We should be out here throwing these balls and making these people pay to televise our shit, pay to come in and see it, pay for tables. Pay for everything, drinks.
Exactly.
I mean, this is
mm-hmm.
we need to capitalize on this and realize that this is gold we have in our hands. And if you don't, and Jack is a prime example of that. Look at these Rumble balls. You know what I mean? He's out there making an enterprise with this. You guys need to get into it. It's not about think about not just throwing one ball, but throwing a series and getting out here and just making something that's.
And you know what I say too? Let me say something to add to that,
mm-hmm.
Divine. I don't see why we don't all come together collectively and try to promote a reality show, and it's called Getting to the Runway and the ballroom scene, and it's about how you join the house, what happens when you join the house, how they're getting ready for the ball, and who's qualified to walk the next ball, something like that. And you have,
but
you have 12.
With that, we're going to fall back into the girls. Everybody wants to be the star girl. And let's not be no fool. That's not going to happen. That'll take 10 years. That'll take 10 years
we're not even
to get there. So, because we can't even get along now to even vote on one thing.
When I talk to Divine and Nico and all them, they tell me stories about how back in the day everybody used to come out and get along and just have, you know, and come out and play and have themselves a good time. Like, do you think it was more about respect than reputation back then?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I feel like I told my parents when I first joined my house, I want to be an icon one day. And, you know, when I hear about things like, you know, like the whole Ebony situation and all stuff like that just makes the ballroom scene sound really negative. It, you know, it doesn't really draw me away, but it's just like, oh, my God, here we go again. Like, you know, and I'm like, what steps do you think as leaders it really needs to be made to, you know, brighten the situation?
Yeah.
You think
because,
sometimes,
you know, back I have the perfect answer for that, and we're going to go to the next caller. The steps that need to be made are baby steps. Taking it one step at a time, baby steps. Until we can get aboard and work together as one, nothing will ever happen. And eventually, I think slowly it will happen. I think that there will be a ballroom scene 10 years from now. We may not agree with it on how it is back then, you know, in the future, but there is a generation of Kiki kids out there now that are 13, 14, 15 years old, that are doing these balls, that are participating, and they are the future. And they will continue. I don't think it'll ever change as far as balls. I don't think the balls will go anywhere. Just the way they are given, the participation, the creativity, and all the rest of that stuff may change in time. But the balls will always be here. But
I love
thank
it.
You for, thank you,
thank
for
you guys. I love everyone. To everyone in Vegas.
Thank you.
Yes,
500. Oh, really quickly, if you guys are on the phone, I mean, in the chat room or listening from your computer, if the show will be shutting down in 3 minutes, so please call in. Also, don't forget, tomorrow is the State of Emergency show where we will be doing part two of balls, where we talk about the balls and the issues with balls. We didn't finish up on that, and a lot of people hit me up stating that they want to be a part of the show for tomorrow to talk about balls. We're going to continue with the judging process and the shade that comes from judging. We are also going to talk about too many balls happening and balls given on the same day. How do you pick and choose your ball? Is it competitiveness? Is it greed? What is going on? And we'll be talking about a few things as far as balls go. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency show. And if you want to be a part of it and sit on the panel with us, please hit me up personally on Facebook so I can put you down to be a part of the panel. The next caller that we have on the
call,
line
before you
is,
take the next caller, Jasmine, you think you can get somebody on your show tomorrow that's a part of the Kiki scene so they could come on and tell us
to, if you guys are a part of the Kiki scene. And again, the show is definitely, branched out to everyone. But if you guys are a part of the Kiki scene and you do participate with balls, or maybe you're a part of the Kiki houses or a founder or a mother or father, or you are one of the promoters, definitely hit me up. I would love for you to come up and give us your definition of how the balls are given in the Kiki scene. I think that would be great, because your balls are included, and why you feel your balls are the hottest thing right now, and you guys are not even really participating at the major balls. So definitely call in tomorrow. I beg of you to all be a part of this. Next week we will be having an epic State of Emergency show, so tune in for that as well. It will be an emergency State of Emergency show. But tomorrow will be the beginning of what's to come. So make sure you tune in for that again. And again, please call in now. You got a minute. If you're on the phone lines, don't hang up, because you won't be able to get back on. And press 1 if you want to tune in right now and be a part of the topic. 510-827, you're on the air.
Wow, that's lovely.
510-827.
Sister?
Okay, I don't want to hang up on you, but I'm going to just put you there. Press 1 again if you want to be on. 516-943, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I heard the topics and stuff, but I had a question to ask you girls. And I wanted to know, like, how do you girls feel, like, about transsexuals not telling guys their, like, basically me. I'm a transsexual, and I don't tell guys my situation about me being born a man. And I wanted to know, how do y'all feel? Because I know y'all have very strong views and your own opinions. And I just wanted to hear, how do you feel about that?
Are you asking how do you feel about the girls not telling their tea to the boys?
Right.
Okay, you guys
want to
take over with that?
You know what? To be honest with you, sweetie, I think every girl have done that before at some point in their life, and that's just, I think that's a phase that you're actually going through, and you sound really young. But at the end of the day, as you get older and you get wiser, it's always good to let the boys know what you are and who you are, and so that they can respect you for who you are. And, you know, it's just a phase of what have you. I'm sure every girl can attest that we all done been through that before. We're not, you know, dating guys. And you know what? It was like a high. Oh, I'm dating this guy, or I'm dating this piece of trade, or what have you. He don't know the tea and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little phase that you're going through. But eventually, you want that guy to like you and eventually love you for you at the end of the day. So, like I said,
I want to say one more thing. Like Ray, RR was saying something earlier where he gets a rush when a guy when a guy acts like he's not gonna be into RR, but RR does his magic and he gets them where he wants them. It's a rush, right? So for me now, it's like it's a rush when I'm with a guy that doesn't know, and when I go those extra lengths with him, of course I'm restricted from doing things, and of course I fuck with his head. It's like a mind thing. I know it's dangerous. I know it's not a good thing.
You know what? I want to speak to the caller directly, because I understand exactly where you're coming from. But I want to get other people's opinions before I get to you. Devon,
okay,
you can answer that. No. You can stay there. I just want other people to answer that. Devon, did you have an answer for that?
Yes, I'm kind of like, I'm teetering on the same, or want to piggyback with Tanya. It's something really that I can't say I agree or disagree with it, because it's something that within maturity and age that you learn that you don't even have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like she said, you sound young, so I'm sure you haven't gotten to that level yet.
Wait, hold on. All right, I'm about to shock you girls right now. I'm 28 years old, so I'm not young. So,
darling, 28 is young. That's very young. So anyway,
I think what. Let me say this. Let me say this.
Unless you plan on dying.
I don't say nothing. Let the vibe.
Let me get that. Right. It's very young, sweetheart. Unless you plan on dying soon. So with that in mind.
No.
Not at all.
Okay. Now, Kiana, I want you to answer the question.
Oh, what is she? I'm sorry, because she was talking about telling like boys the tea and stuff now and stuff
she's
like that.
She's 28 years old, and she wants to know how do we feel about girls, you know, the girls telling the tea to the boys. Should they tell them or should they not tell them?
Well, it's a person's choice, because I'm going to be honest with you. Like, when I was younger, I was kind of like in the same boat where the young lady was in, because I didn't tell guys my tea. You know what I'm saying? I would just use every other excuse around the book. I know we all played those games and whatever. We all played the games of the hysterectomy and this.
Mm-hmm.
I was born both sexes and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did all those games. And To me, it's about one's choice, but I cannot tell you what to do. But sometimes you want to be careful either way on the situation. You definitely have to be careful because there's a lot of crazy individuals out here in today's world, you know what I'm saying, that are killing the girls and doing things to
right.
them. So you have to be careful, but, you know,
you
it's, to me it's one's choice. Like with me, I was so afraid of, like, the T and all that. Even back then, I used to be on the party line, and I used to tell the T back on the party line. We all did it, like, when I was younger, but I don't know. It's just to each one's choice.
Hey,
excuse me,
I'm stuttering.
Let
me say something about that. I want to finish on that.
Uh-huh.
It is, and it's not only is it dangerous, like I said.
Right.
With maturity, you find out that you were saying there's so many people out there that don't care.
It's true.
But with maturity, you'll find out that there's so many people that do.
That's
and
true.
You just have to take the time to let someone find you. You don't have to see. You got to stop looking.
Because well,
that person, that guy that's attracted to what he likes and that's going to treat you the way you like to be treated, he's going to find you because he's looking for you. So
but sometimes you got to get some of these guys too, sis. Everybody knows this. And Tanya can, you know, half the guys, even when you do tell them T, they'll be known as what you call them, the tranny chasers, the one that want to play with the girls. Even with sometimes when you do tell the guy the T, sometimes they want to play with the girls and you want to be in that cliche of them playing with the girls. Oh, they know the T and this and this and that. It's just a whole lot of things that you go through.
My opinion,
right?
I feel that
sweetie, what's your name, sweetie?
Rose.
I love
Sweetie. Hey, Rose.
You said Rose.
Mhm. Rose.
Yeah. Your name is not Rose. So you didn't sound convinced to me.
Oops.
But whatever.
Rose is playing, honey.
I mean, you want me to
how
tell
you? How do you know? How do you know that particular individual doesn't know the tea already, and he's just
ooh.
Waiting for you to tell him the tea.
That's true. That's
all right.
Could be true.
That could be true.
Tanya, no, we know that's true.
We definitely right. have a.
I think he knows.
But let me tell you, girls. Let me tell
okay.
you. The reason why I know men that I deal with don't know because
why?
I get into intimate relationships with them where I'm involved with their family. I'm going to Thanksgiving dinners. I'm doing
don't mean anything. Don't mean anything.
Are you quiet?
You think, no, I talk.
Like
really?
That?
I'm actually West Indian. You know,
where
are
you from?
I'm being very discreet.
This is not real. You guys, this is a fucking joke. Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute.
No, I swear
you're saying
to
the
God,
joke, no.
If I'm lying, I swear.
No, I know face. Her. I know her. She's stunning.
Okay, I'm gonna say London. This is London. This is for real.
Wait, y'all think
wait,
I'm
London? Never mind. Next caller. Next
y'all
caller.
Y'all are really gagging me because y'all are really attacking the
no,
caller.
We're not. No, we just wanted to know whether you know if this is for real. Because a lot of people play games, so we're not
wow.
in, you know playing
hello?
The games. You know.
Yeah, but let's say this though.
Okay.
And I'm gonna use that as an example. Let's say that caller is Rose is playing a game or not playing a game.
Right.
But that is a good fucking question, though.
That is a good question, definitely.
We answered it.
It is a good question,
but when
though.
When that tray reaches down, you think he's reaching for pussy, he's going to touch something he doesn't want to.
You know what, London.
And that's the point I was getting at. And that's the point I was trying
to
make.
I was
going to
get to you.
Okay.
Is,
because at the end of the day, there's no man on this earth that's going to be with a woman for more than a week and not try to touch her.
That's not
true. Her
that is not true. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because every woman is not a slut, so that is not true. Some women
that is
don't
true.
Let you touch on them and shit.
Let me
say something now? Because
wow.
I'm going to really break it down
go ahead.
For you.
Go ahead.
Now, number one, Rose, if you're real or not real.
Right.
Number one, it boils down to the type of men that you are talking about.
That's
if
true.
You are talking about one-night stands and all
no.
the rest of those type of people, then
nope.
no, you don't have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you are being safe and you are being protected and you know that you're not going to get hurt, killed, or something like that, your girlfriend knows where you're at, you have pre-planned this and everything, and you feel that you can get away with it, then yes, you do whatever you have to do and to get that feel, because we all have had that feel as fem queens.
Mm-hmm.
That bitch, I fooled that motherfucker. Bitch, they were the same ones that laughed at us or whatever, and I fooled them. Ha ha ha. But when it comes to a relationship.
Are you speaking from experience, Jasmine? You're speaking from experience.
I'm sorry. I'm speaking from 100% experience.
Yes,
all right.
You better get it out. Yes.
And number two, now when it comes to a relationship, when you are in a relationship with someone where you are now spending time with this person, his family, and all the rest of that stuff, then yes, you are going to have to release your key. Because you are only right. That will affect your relationship.
Right. Now, do you think once she does that, that he may be the type of person to go off because she fooled him for so long, and it could
then
be really?
I'm asking all y'all.
Is there a time period?
What if he wants a baby?
No. What
don't
I'm
mean
asking,
not,
is
not
there,
a woman.
Listen, if there's is there a time period that you should tell this individual your tea? That's what I want to know.
Of course.
It is a time period if you are fucking with someone
and you know that child, I don't even know that need to know this boy's name. I don't need to even know nothing. I'm not letting him know where I live. We about to just do this and get over with. You know the difference. There is a difference. We all have had that difference. Where we don't even care the boy's name. We don't want to know nothing about the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how big is your dick, and we're just going to do what we got to do. And as soon as we bust a nut, good night, goodbye, no numbers, no nothing. Don't
Jasmine, can I ask Rose something? Rose, are you still there? Rose, are you still there, darling?
Tell yourself, please.
Rose.
9, 8, 7, 5, 7
Whoa.
Rose
disappears. We don't know all of that talking.
Hold on, I'm here.
Everybody's
talking. Y'all can't be so mean. Honestly, y'all gotta really. Can I ask you a question? You can ask me anything.
Okay, so how long have you been dealing with this particular individual
It's not a particular individual. It's just a worldwide question that.
Are you just talking about in general?
In general, basically, it's just in general. It wasn't like, oh, I'm trying to pursue this one person.
Right.
I've been a femme queen since the age of 12. I've been taking hormones from the age of 14.
Okay, wow.
So this is nothing like new to me. Like, I know Kelly. I know a lot of the girls in the scene.
Right.
I don't walk the balls. I'm one of the girls that know all the girls that stay behind the scenes. I watch it on YouTube, so I'm not attacking you, I'm asking you a question. After all this time, all these years, you have never found someone to love you for you?
Never. That's my point. Never in this life
have I ever met a guy that I ever spilled my tea to that he accepted. Never. Like, in my life. Like, of course, when it got down to the serious points, I cried and I tell him, and I'm like, you know, I'm sorry or whatever. Then, and one or two relationships I pursued from them knowing my tea like that. But as far as me straight off telling her to do my tea, guys don't respect some queens.
No.
I'm being dead ass serious. I don't know.
Rose, what city are you from?
I'm in New York.
You can't see every guy.
I'm in New York. A lot of guys are trying to chase this. A lot of guys do chase every girl, tell every girl what they want to hear. But I'm talking about a real man. Like, a real man, the love that a real man gives a real woman, he will never give a T.S. that same love that he gives a real woman. So, therefore,
I don't know, baby. I'm kind of iffy on that because I know some of my friends that have been in relationships for a long, long time. They really had good men.
They were lucky.
Yeah, true. But
lucky.
You can't say that's not every guy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I'm kind of.
You can't say that's any guy. Every guy.
Right.
I didn't mean every guy. I'm sorry.
Right.
I've been in relationships for 8 years. I've been in relationships for 6 years. You know, and you can be in a relationship But as long as you respect that individual and that individual respects you, it can happen. There are guys that are out there and love you. I mean, a lot of people feel that, you know, no one's ever going to love a big girl. No one's going to ever love a tranny. No one's ever going to love this and that. But that child, there's always someone out there for every fucking body.
But you got to love yourself first, too.
It's a mental thing with men. It's a mental thing because it's like he won't know, and then later on I tell him, and then he knows. Now the treatment is different. Now he's not going out with me. Now he's moving slowly. Now he's coming in the nighttime. Now he's moving very secretive. But before I told you, he was going to the movies. He was going out to eat. You know what I mean?
We can understand all that.
Yeah.
And you know something? I can identify with that on the level of what I do, because at the end of the day, in the beginning, before they got turned out, they used to be real, you know, what up, dude, and all of that. And as soon as they get turned out, it's, oh, so now you treat me like that after I did what I did. Oh, now you don't want to touch me. Who is that you talking to? Yo, are you trying to play me? Yeah, I get it.
I don't know. To me, sometimes with guys, it's a power thing, too, about what they can get and what they can be allowed to get. It's about what you do.
But you know what, Kiki? See, Rose is still on that rush that RR is on. So until Rose can go off that
Rose, I love you, girl.
You
know what?
I
know,
because me and you are on the same boat, girl. Yes. Well, let me tell you, that's, honey, that's a good rush. Jeez.
You know what? Honestly, it's a good rush, but it could be very dangerous, and it happens.
That's true, Rose. You're right.
And Rose, let me ask you this. Not only is it a, like, it's a good rush, but at the end of the rush, it's a lonely place to be. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, my God. You're right. But guess what? The differences between me and you are is that it's a dangerous rush for me. It's not dangerous for you. You know what
I mean? That's not true.
Because he's dealing with
a straight guy, but he's turning the straight guy out. They could go kooky looky.
Okay, right. I didn't look at it
like that. That's a baby. Either way, it's still dangerous.
Rose, I'm going to keep you right there. I'm going to come back.
I like Rose. You know what, Miss Tanya? Tanya, you're too much.
Divine, are you still there? Yes, I am.
Okay, we hear you.
We got to check on you every once in a while.
Well, we got to say, Divine is getting ready for her weekend, so she's multitasking right now.
Yeah.
Let me get to a couple of these callers. 410-355, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
I just woke up and caught the end, but I agree with Rose. Rose is keeping it 100 for girls like herself. I don't understand how a lot of people don't understand. Well, I can't understand why some girls don't understand the way she feel. It is a very lonely lifestyle when you're trying to find that certain type of man. Stop thinking about a real man and a real woman. You are a femme queen and not a biological female. And there are so many men who treat females the same way as they treat femme queens. So don't be looking for this certain type of treatment. Just look for the respect and the treatment of yourself. And I think what RR said is correct. At the end of the day, when you are looking for that type of guy and you're not being 100 and up front, it is lonely. And just to not, quote-unquote, play real, you just don't tell your tea. It is dangerous. So I think if you're up front in the beginning, because nobody likes to be fooled or deceived, then you probably meet your type of guy at the end. To the young lady, just be up front in the beginning. I know it's hard, but that's just that.
To the caller, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Like, you know, we all have done that, like, you know, fooling guys and stuff like that. And like Rose said, she's on this, like, this crazy rush. But my thing is this, after a while, like, she's been in the game for what? Since she was, like, 14, she says, and now she's 28. So that's really a long time, and you know, for her being a girl. But so at some point in your life, when do you come off of that rush?
I don't know if it's a rush, I think that just by her, like, when you live your life and you look a certain way, you just that just don't come up sometimes. It's like you don't go around saying, look, I wasn't born a female. It's just when guys approach you, you just being you. And because society taught them at an early age that liking our kind is so wrong, it usually turns the light off. So it's like, you know, they don't get a chance to get to know you. So when she says sometimes you meet a guy and he treats you so good, and then you tell a T and then he treats you different, then in a way that's like not what you get because you wasn't up front, but just expect that because now you have to understand how he felt. He felt deceived. And either he's going to deal with you the same way or he's not going to deal with you no more or he'll hurt you or you'll just become a down low secret to him.
Don't you think also too, like for us bros, what she could do is when she's out in New York City and she's meeting all her friend, all these guys or what have you. Okay, fine. You meet the guy and okay, yes, because you know, like I said, we all have done it or what have you. And once you meet him and y'all talk on the phone, I think at some point that conversation needs to come up because. You know, you can't just keep on because you're setting yourself up for failure at the end of the day.
But how did you have the conversation? Like, I used to say, like, you know, the whole hermaphrodite thing or, you know, it's kind of hard.
We all did that on my period.
We did all those games, all them things.
But after a while, I know for me, like, those games – they had become so tiring and draining. Like even at I'll be 39 this year, and even at 38 as of right now.
Right.
Like when I meet guys or what have you, I don't tell them like you know right in their face or what have you when I meet them. But when I get on the phone, I'm like, listen, honey, I don't have time for these silly games or what have you. This is what it is, and if you with it, you with it. If you're not, I'm gonna keep it moving because men come like buses. They run every 5 to 10 minutes.
I feel you. That's the way it should be, right?
Well, I definitely have to agree on that.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Just to interject from a guy's point of view. This is something that sometimes it becomes a part of your DNA. And it's not a question of how old you were when you started and where you should be at this point in your life because sometimes you have things that become habit-forming and it's like a drug. You've done it so often that now you can't put it down and it's become a part of your DNA where you're so comfortable with it that you learn to live with the repercussions that come with it because you're accustomed to those repercussions and you already know what the outcome is going to be so you don't try to change the outcome. You just wait for the outcome to happen.
I don't agree with you.
It's that rush, Jasmine. It's that rush.
I don't think it's a rush. I really don't. I just think that some girls are, like, when certain girls are in a relationship, they either settle on for a tranny chaser, a butch chain, or they take it at a trade. Usually, and all of us have girlfriends who are in a relationship with a guy. There's not this perfect relationship that they're showing you or telling you. So I think sometimes when you're looking for – hold on, somebody calling me. I'm sorry. When you're looking for that certain type of guy, you got to understand it's not going to be peachy keen. Not all the time.
Let me say something. I think that it all depends on your lifestyle, period. And let me explain that to you. If you are – an active ball walker or participant, and you're constantly having a whole bunch of people around you and you're always on the go, then I don't think it's going to work out for you. If you are a prostitute or an escort, I don't think it's going to happen. If you are more of a homebody, 9-to-5, come home type of person, and you only go out on a regular basis, not even on a regular basis, you go out every blue moon or whatever for drinks with your girlfriends or something, then I think that you are ready for a relationship. But if you're on the go constantly, how can you even try to start a relationship, let alone try to explain yourself who you are and what you are doing to have a relationship with anyone. I don't see that happening.
You can have a good relationship with a good queen, with a straight man, whatever. You can have a good relationship, but if you are always constantly in the go of everything, it's not going to happen at all.
Jasmine, I just have to disagree with you on something.
I have a girlfriend who's into real estate. She owns her own bar, her own salon and everything, and it's hard for her to maintain a relationship, and she's a professional.
And what type of manager?
Oh, every man from doctors, lawyers. She don't date your average hood guy or anything like that at all.
Well,
I think sometimes the same problems that biological females go through, we go through as well, but we just go through it more because of how society view us.
That is so true. But Jasmine, I think I have to disagree with you on something. As far as you said, if you're a ball walker, that it's no way you can be in a relationship. I think that's definitely untrue to me.
I'm not saying that you can't be in a relationship. I'm saying sometimes it can be very unhealthy.
That's true. It depends. I always say, sis, it also has to be a separation. Like when I go to the balls, you know, you're going to see Kiana Ibisu there. But when you're in my personal, in my real world, I don't take that with me. You know, you're going to see Tanisha. You're going to see Kiana. You know, but beyond that, you're not going to see Mother Ibisu or anything of that nature. It has to be a separation process where you have to make things work. You have to separate things to make it work. But I do understand, you know, I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is when you have these relationships, and let's just think about it in all honesty. Number one, we know that our brothers and sisters are very cutthroat, sneaky, undercover, underhanded. And
true.
We bring these people into our home, our environment, they will fuck it up. They will fuck up our jobs, our careers, our home, our neighborhood, our relationships, our, you know, our families. And, you know, that's just how it is. So
depends on who you allow in.
It all depends on what you are doing and who you allow in. If you are one of those heavy people that are constantly at every fucking ball, having house meetings, all the kids are sleeping on your floor, how the hell can you have a relationship when all this is happening? It's not going to happen.
That's why I agree with that. That part is true, but you have to definitely have to separate. You have to leave all that stuff behind you. Absolutely. When I'm home, you're not going to see that around me. Maybe my personal children may come over and see me and spend the weekend or whatever, but I'm not going to have all that around me. I'm doing other things. Maybe a couple of my girlfriends may come see me because beyond being Mother Ibisu, I have a life. I have to do what for Keanu Lewis. I have to have a separation. But if I keep combining, you know, Mother Ibisu and Keanu Lewis, I'm going to always be stuck. I don't have any balance. No kind of structure. You have to have balance and structure.
You have to. And
definitely. You have to.
And you have to respect yourself. Respect
you
who
have
you
to.
Are.
That's self love. It has to come from within first. You have to love you. But, Rose, all I can say to you, Rose, is baby, just be careful. You know, if you're going to play, you know, these games, you know, be safe. Do what you got to do. But just be careful. You know what I'm saying? And don't look for love. Let it find you, baby.
Definitely.
Because, and if you're telling the tea and, you know, you're having all these issues with all these guys and it's not working out, guess what, baby? It was not even meant to be. Tea or not, tea or no tea, guess what happened? He still ain't with you. See? That's telling you something right there. It may even come from yourself. It may come from within. Maybe it's you the problem. That could be the problem. That's how it is. Sometimes we have to just accept
divine,
it.
Divine is a key.
You know, sometimes we just have to accept things from within ourselves. You know, maybe we could be the issue or the problem sometimes.
Well, I'm gonna say this. When God built the world, and He wanted to hide happiness so that we wouldn't be able to find it. He said, one angel asked him, where can I find happiness? He said, at the top of a mountain. He said, no, if I put it there, man might find it. He said, where could I hide happiness? The other one said, at the deepest of the oceans. He said, no, man might swim there and find it. The little angel said, I know where you can hide it where a man will never think to look. And he said, where? He said, in his heart. So at the end of the day, happiness comes from within. No one can make you happy but you. And no one can fill a void but you. All
That's
they can
right.
do is enhance your happiness. That's why I'm where I'm at with these boys. If love comes my way, I'm ready for it. But if it
Me
doesn't,
too.
I'm very happy with the life I have chosen to live for myself.
Right.
And that's
sometimes.
Just where
all right, let's take a couple of callers. 215-500, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. What Rose said, I'm from Philadelphia. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
I've been in a relationship for 6 years, and we are in a very healthy relationship, and there's
Good.
No secret. There's no, you know, I know his family. I've spent time with him. He's in jail now, and I'm still close with his family. And it was because I set the standard for myself. You know, I think that's something that a lot of femme queens lose. Like, they think that if they be with a certain type of guy that, you know, they lose something within themselves. Like, you know, they're like, okay, if I need this man to make me realer or I need a guy to make me feel more like a woman. And they have to understand that only you can make yourself feel like a woman. And when you are complete within yourself, I think, you know, none of that matters. Like, I would never be with a guy that tells me that I'm only good enough to see at night. Or I'm not good enough to walk down the street with, but I'm good enough to lay up with.
Right.
That makes no sense to me. And that comes from having self-worth within yourself. Because I don't care how real I am, how big my breasts are, or, you know, how whatever, you know, what it comes down to is what I think of myself. And if you can't think the same about me, then there's nothing there for us.
Right.
So.
It's true. That is so true. I had a question.
Okay, thank you, caller. 347-569, you're on the air.
Yeah, look, you just had you gay.
Oh,
that's really what got this story for me.
347-569.
I guess they just listening. Sheesh.
Well, good night. 310-994, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, I'm Chanel. And I was just gonna say about Rose, like, I'm a transsexual. I've been one for about 3 years now. How can you go with a guy and how can you ask for them to take you serious and you can't even let them know what you are? Be proud of it. I'm proud that I'm transgender. That's what I tell a guy straight off. Honey, it is what it is. Take it or leave it.
Oh.
I know that's right, honey.
All right.
Thank you,
I like that. I like that tenacity, honey.
So she kept it real. I got to give her credit. I like that.
We have another caller. We may have come to you before, or maybe you pressed one. Again, 718-304, you're on the air.
Hi to everyone again.
Hey.
Now, bottom line to Rose, if she don't stop her foolishness, she gonna die. I wish she... Right where she lay, because you cannot play with stuff like that. And I'm surprised nobody told her that. That will come your way if you keep playing games.
We told her about being careful. We did. We discussed that to her that she needs to be careful because it's not,
you know. No. She needs to hear the truth straight just like that. You need to let these boys know that you're a team before you even try to have with them. And... it's like you contradict yourself so much. I can't take it. Like, listen to me. With all this respect, with all due respect to you, okay? But you're basically doing the same thing. Because when the caller said, oh, yeah, well, you know, you may not have it as bad as I will, but you do. Because you're saying that it's a habit that she has or whatever the case is, but yet... You saying when it's time to get the trade boys and you want to get their moosey, that's your hype. So that is a habit for you too. And
what?
I think it's
no. What? It's a what? It's a what?
It's a habit for you. You said that it's your hype. You get off on that
it's
getting the
rush.
Trade boys.
Yeah.
But you know what? Death can come your way too because you have to be mindful.
But you have to understand.
Can.
Let me say this to you. What you have to understand is. The trade doesn't pick me. I pick the trade, and I never pick trade that I can't handle. Because at the end of the day, if it ever comes down to something that I need to get my shit together, I can handle it. I'm not going to get somebody that in my bed that I can't get out of my bed.
I'm sorry, but you shouldn't really be saying stuff like that, because there are a lot of young kids that don't have their own mind, and they're listening to the radio show, and they're saying to themselves, well, if RR can do it, I can do it too. But you've been doing it for years, and you may know how to get yourself out of it, but that can be their death. Because some men probably will snap and say, you know, what the hell did I just do? Like, really? I mean, you cannot play with stuff like that.
To each its own, and each individual has to answer to what they choose to do in their life. And for anybody that's choosing to listen to what I'm saying, I'm not saying what I'm doing is right for them. I'm saying what's right for me and what works for me and what I can deal with. I don't know what's right for you and what you can deal with. Like, you can't get me up in drag. You can't get me to act like I'm a butch queen, realness, voguing femme. That's just not
me. But you
me.
Know what? It don't matter what you're trying to justify what you're doing or whatever.
I have no choice but to justify, because at the end of the day, you're judging.
No.
You're judging, and there's no reason
I'm not
for you to judge, because at the end of the day, I've been doing this, and I've been doing it successfully, and it has been working for me. You do what works for you, and let me do me, because I do me better than anybody can do me at the end of the motherfucking day, and that's no read to you, but that's real talk, baby. I do me, and I do me well.
Okay, so what's going to happen a few years down the line or a couple of months down the line, because you chose to do you, and you said I was doing this for so long that consequences won't come from that.
I've never even said I never had incidents. I just haven't spoke of them. I never said there may not be consequences, but what I do know is how to handle my situation. It's just like ain't no femme queen on the stroll or getting a nigga's car, and she ain't got something in her bag in case he acts the fuck up.
Okay.
Girl gonna put out an ad and have a boy come to her house, and she ain't got her shit set up where acts the fool, she can't get him up out of there.
No. That's the problem. Stop playing these games and think you're going to get out of it.
Okay,
caller.
Jasmine, can I ask the caller something real quick?
I don't know if I'm going to bring the caller back on. I don't like going on this.
Let that bitch die. Death to her.
That caller seems to be a little upset and irate, my
dear. Yeah, she's upset with everybody.
What I can't deal with, and I'm going to say this right now, is all the attacks. Not while I'm on the phone, please. All the attacks, you can say that you guys don't agree with what someone said, but don't attack them and don't attack the cast members. That's all. Just like I said, I don't agree with RR, and Kiana said she don't agree with what I said. We didn't attack each other.
Oh, no.
So let's not attack each other when we're saying this. I just don't like to be bothered with that.
Who got attacked? I missed it.
Girl, finish rolling your blunt, girl, please.
I didn't attack him.
I'm sorry about him attacking you, RR.
Because at the end of
day,
we know.
It's okay.
Yes, Ruby, you're innocent.
You're innocent, RR. Not tonight. No strikes against you tonight, RR. You're good to go. You got 20 more minutes, it'll be 2 days in a row. 20 more minutes and you'll be 2 days in a row. Survival.
Sheesh.
804-397, you're on the air.
That last caller knew better. I'm going to tell you, she mad because she turned around. She can't pick up no trade because she was just overly flamboyant and can't get what she wants. That's why she's thinking the butch queen. But...
Ooh.
It's like when you come out, when you're a femme queen, it's like they're telling somebody your tea, and it's kind of like coming out the closet all over again. So Mm-hmm. Whether you, it's like some personal instance with me, I came out the closet, they tried to attack me. Not trying to have them or nothing, but just cutting, tell them I'm gay. So whatever you do is a gamble, so come on.
I agree.
You're too judging, so come on, do you. At the end of the day, like R.S. said, you ain't nobody handling you but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a catch 52, yeah.
Thank you, caller.
Yeah.
410.
Hey, and I didn't realize I was on mute.
Huh?
Caller, because you're loud. Oh, I'm going to read it to you slowly. 410-855.
Hey, you're on the air. I wanted to come back on to say something. To RR, and we're all having an adult conversation, so there's no need for a tech to the last caller. But what I'm saying is that when I think that the last girl who was murdered or attacked thought that she could handle the trade, the quote-unquote trade, or handle what she thought she mastered, we give the trade way too much props. Guys are not as smart as we think they are. Sometimes we think we got things down packed, and they probably know the tea the whole time. But for the caller to call in and attack people, I think she's going through something in her personal life. But I don't think that you, even if you're on a stroll or you're on a chat line or you at the mall, however you meet the trade, the person you meet, you don't know what they're capable of. You might have things down packed in your mind, but the last girl who was murdered probably thought the same way. So I don't know. I think that our life is just a big gamble, and I don't think no girl is more safer or less safe than the next girl sometimes, because you don't have to live this quote-unquote risky lifestyle to gag or to get caught up in some shit. So I don't know.
Can I say something? Can
no,
I say something
say
to you, sweetie?
Go ahead.
Can I say something real quick, or to the young lady that was just speaking? All right, everybody know for me, or who don't know, everybody knows. Like, I've always had a regular job, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also entertain, and we all know what entertain is on the side,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I one time, and like you said. One time I had this guy come, and I saw him. He didn't know that I was watching him, and I was watching him out my window. And when he got up to my doorstep and rung my bell, I just got, I don't know, from his energy or something, just told me that this particular person wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And when I opened the door, I was like, can I help you? And he said, are you so-and-so? And then I was like, no. I said, who are you looking for? And something just told me to defer, to turn this money away and let him go. But then later on I found out that he called that same night another girl here in Philly, and he actually pulled a gun out on her.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know. Every girl have a different horror story.
Yeah,
and there
yes,
was a girl who
true.
Was known to be good with her hands, and it was a serial... I can't say he was a murderer because we don't know if he actually murdered someone, but he was always choking the girls out till they pass out, and he would beat them up. He was like he was really good with his hands, but he was small and structured and everything. You wouldn't even
think that, but
I don't know. I just think, like, go with your first instinct because all money ain't good money.
That's
but,
true.
I don't know. It's just like...
Can I make
ahead,
a comment?
Yeah, I can see if it's real, too. Check up. Put it up to the light.
Okay. My thing is that when you get to be my age, you have a lot of patience and tolerance. And when I deal with these boys, it's like a chess game. And anybody who plays chess knows it takes a while to play a chess game. I'm not having these boys first, second, and third week. I'm building a relationship of trust.
A strategy.
So by the time I come in for the kill, I know where they live, their auntie
lives,
right. Their brother lived, their sister lived. They done filled out an application. They done did some things to have my credentials in order in case they decide to act the fool. And then I know what they're capable of because in the interim of all that, I've asked them, yeah, go ahead, smoke a blunt. Go ahead, have a cocktail. Let me see how they act when they get that way.
Mm.
So are you telling me that you
in your mindset, you think that you have it down packed where you can't gag.
Oh, no. I can gag. I'm not saying I'm far beyond not gagging because I'm going to use this as an example, and God bless the dead and may he rest in peace. My good, good girlfriend, Miss Jermaine, I truly believe that she knew who it was because she let them in and they had cocktails. She's not going to just let anybody in her house, and it was somebody she trusted.
That's true.
And he was known to be good with his hands.
Yeah, and that's my good friend, too. Yeah, he is good with
exactly.
his hands.
And I respect
See, that's what I'm
saying.
I'm telling
y'all
to you, RR, he probably said the same thing that you're saying tonight. And what I'm saying is never think that nobody game is so tight where they got it down pegged. Regardless of your age or your past experiences.
You're right.
The
and
trade are.
Right.
Yeah, I think the trade are so wicked where they will kill their best. With and then go out to eat with their mother and father the next day. They don't.
And you know what it goes back to saying? It goes back to what Tiny just said. You have to go by that first thought, that first feeling. Have you ever met somebody and you and they said hello to you and they were smiling at you, but something told you, child, leave that child alone.
Look in their
eyes.
I think every femme queen has laid in the lap of a man that if they knew their tea, he would rip them limb by limb.
Ooh,
I think every femme, it's just something that femme queens do. And if you're not that type of femme queen, more power to you. You stay that way. But every femme queen who... You know, like, let's say Jamaican men or, you know, men from the island. They, you playing with fire that, you know, really,
Ati boy and all that stuff. Oof.
And you know what?
Let's go to one more caller because we only got 15 minutes into the show. 718-210, you're on the air. 718-210. Okay. Go ahead, guys.
You know what? I had another.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. Well, go ahead, Tiny, because now a couple of people are pressing one. Go ahead, Tiny. I'll let you say what you got to say, and then we'll
I want to say something also too for a lot of the younger generation and the younger girls that are out there listening. Also, because like I said, I like to use myself as an example. One time, this was like 99, 98. I was downtown, you know, down on 13th Street, 12th Street, you know, where all the children hang out. I met this white guy, and, you know, he wanted the date, so I took him home. So, you know, we did what we needed to do. And when we went, when we got finished, and I was ready, you know, to retouch my lipstick back up and everything. And when I turned around, I don't know where this knife came from because it didn't come from my kitchen, but he actually, and I still have the marks in the palm of my hand where he actually pulled a knife out on me, and I never felt so violated in my life, especially in the comfort of my home, and I had to fight this man from stabbing me, so I grabbed a knife. Man was tussling and everything. So you still have to be careful because even when you invite these strangers, because at the end of the day, they're strangers.
Exactly.
When you invite them into your home or what have you, and I thank God that I'm still here today because
that's
I could have been murdered.
Ava, honey.
You know
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying? And so you still have to be careful. But like I said, I tussled with him, and I end up kicking him in the crotch or what have you. And then I got mad, so the knife fell, and he went running out, and I went and grabbed my hammer up under the pillow, and I chased him. This was about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I went chasing this white man down my block in bra and panties at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So I just want to say to these young girls out here, you know, you just got to be careful because at the end of the day, we don't know who these strangers are when we invite them into our homes.
And not just to the young girls, these young boys, too, they need to hear that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know.
Let me go to these callers real quickly. 312-694, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a buzz queen, and I just want to know the definition of trade from, you know, the older generation and new generation, because I think it's like two different definitions.
Well, what is your definition of it? What do you think it is?
I think a trade is a masculine buzz queen, you know, somebody that just you know, a little more masculine than myself that I can hang out with and kick it with. But from hearing what you guys
think. What do you think? What is your definition of trade? We're going to go from the oldest to the youngest. So what is your definition?
I think trade is any boy that wants to deal with someone of the same sex without having anybody in his business. And in today's time, they call them DL boys. And I think that's what trade is.
Okay, now, Kiana, what is your definition?
Wait a minute. You said the oldest to the youngest. I'm the youngest.
No, that's what I'm asking you. What is your definition?
Can we go to the next question, please?
Divine, what is your definition of trade?
Trade to me is kind of like basically a stray boy that it doesn't even necessarily mean, out here it doesn't mean he messes around. That's just what you call a stray boy or a masculine boy. Like, that's
correct.
A trade. Like, ooh,
yeah, definitely.
Trade,
a straight boy.
Yeah, right.
Banshee boys.
Yeah.
The Banshee boys, I would say, you know, the masculine boys, we call them trade and stuff like that.
But
straight
trade, but trade is also the boys who are on the low. Hello?
I think trade is basically unspookable boys.
On town.
Well, I'm just puzzled because I just feel like we come out the closet, but we belittle ourselves to date somebody that is quote unquote straight, and you know, I feel like we fight this struggle just to belittle ourselves to date somebody that really don't really respect us.
I don't think anybody dates trade. In all honesty, I think they fuck around with trade.
Mhm.
It's a difference between dating and fucking.
It's a party piece.
I think it's just, yeah, like you said, a party piece. I don't think, when it comes to dating turns into relationships. I don't think you're going to date trade, have a relationship with trade, but, you know.
But we're about to get cut off here.
516-943, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Rose.
Hey, Rose.
I have to say, I respect everybody's opinion, and I swear, like, this show is surreal, because I understand what RR 100%. Like, when he was speaking earlier about the subject, like, everybody was calling in about what I said. RR, everything that RR said in his male point of view, that's how I feel as a woman point of view. Okay, like, me personally, I'm ready to do the whole change.
Okay.
So my question from the beginning, I just wanted to know how everybody felt about tricking, because tricking still means I can have my vagina, my surgery, and I'm still going to be tricking because I'm still not going to tell him who I was. So that's still deceiving.
Well, that's definitely. I don't think
you know
it's deceiving.
I think she has a problem with herself, honestly, because it's like everything revolves around men for you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I want you, Rose. I'm sorry. I have to mute you, Rose. I'm only going to keep the people that are cast members on really quickly. Because we do have to wrap up the show shortly. I don't know. Whose phone is that?
Kelly said earlier that it's Blog Talk.
It wasn't no Blog Talk. Kelly just don't know the technicality of the show like I do with the caller. But it's okay. The last caller we're going to go to, and then we're going to wrap it up, is 404-587. And Rose, we are going to touch up on your topic, but that will probably be next week. So we're not going to forget about you. Stay tuned to the show because you are bringing up some really, really good topics. It's just we only have 5 minutes left. 404-587, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, everybody. My name is Peanut. My response to the question, what is trade? When I first came out years and years ago, trade was something that only the film queens, drag queens, would date the straight boys. They knew the T, whatever, that they were boy men, but in order to have the trade, you had to be a woman or look like a woman. So I know back in my day, the boys used to get in drag just to have the straight boys or the legendary straight boys. nowadays trade, I think the newer generation, they take the term trade and they think anybody that has a fitted cap on, saggy jeans, Tim boots is trade, and that's not how I do trade.
Okay. Thank you, caller. What do you guys think about that? Tiny?
He actually made some valid points or what have you.
I don't think that back in the day it was only femme queens or the girls
exactly
messing with the boys and they would trade, because back then it was also, it, like R.R. said, it was DL boys, boys that didn't want to, you know, nobody to know their tea, but they still fucked around.
Yeah, we used to call trade, the dick for trade too, honey.
Yeah, so, go ahead. I'm going to let you guys make some closing statements. Go ahead, Tiny. What were you about to say?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, because even before I went into my transition and what have you, with my, you know, back in the day during my lip gloss days, everybody knows those days.
Yes, honey.
But you know, I used to date, like, what you would consider trade or what have you, because they liked me because I was real feminine and stuff. So I wouldn't say to the caller that just called in that it was just for femme queens, because I had trade too. So, I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Right. You were a fag out back then, right?
Yes, she was, honey.
Well, everybody, have a good day. Thank you guys for tuning
You're
in
welcome.
Tonight. Please, Kiana, everyone, Tiny, thank you as always. I always appreciate you being on the show. Please tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency show, again, where we will be talking about balls and the issues that are happening in the ballroom scene when it comes to balls, from too many balls to why are there so many balls across the country? Why do you pick and choose? How do you pick and choose your balls? Is it for the money? Is it for the grand prize? Things of that sort, as well as balls being given on the same day and the greed and the power struggles that are coming along with it. From the judges panel and, like, the issue that took place this week and last week, when one judge decides that they want to vote one way, but then they truly didn't follow what should have been taking place that night and they, you know, change their vote afterwards and they have such an opinion about it the next day. So, you know, we're going to talk about the judges. We just want to judge based on how the girlfriend next to them is judging. And things of that sort, that's what the State of Emergency show is all about, for you guys to be able to speak and be heard when it comes to issues within the ballroom scene. So please tune in, and I'm also reaching out to girls in the Kiki scene to be a part of the show as well. But RR and Divine, do you want to make any closing statements?
Yeah, I just want to say that you know, I enjoyed tonight's show, and just remember, people who judge don't matter, and people who matter don't judge. We are all in this together, so let's try to love one another, lead by example, because we are all we have.
Thank you. Our Divine closing statement?
Yes, most definitely. When dealing with men out here, you must keep one thing in mind, that a mind is a terrible thing to waste, and a waste is a very terrible thing to mind.
Oh, and thank you, Divine. And by the way, tomorrow, Divine, will you be a part of the show tomorrow?
Wednesday, yes.
Okay, if you guys, Divine's Ball is this upcoming weekend. If you guys have any questions in reference to the categories, times, locations, traveling, anything, please call in tomorrow, and she'll be here to answer any of your questions in reference to the Vegas Ball this weekend. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. She'll be going over the categories and everything. Again, on behalf of Kelly, who went to Vogue Night, and you guys can catch it online on MikeQ Live. Go to livestream.com/MikeQ Live, and you can see it live on the Internet for Vogue Tuesdays. On behalf of Kelly and the staff, thank you so much. London, I'm sorry. Say good night.
Oh, 99, everyone. I love all
I'm
the,
sorry,
all
London.
The,
you are quiet. And tune in tomorrow, London. Good night, everyone.